Hawaii America Radio Network News. I'm Darren Copeland. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld today said the ongoing low-level warfare in Iraq is in no way like the Vietnam conflict of three decades ago. Rumsfeld refused to describe the current fighting in Iraq as guerrilla warfare, nor would he call the current situation in Iraq a quagmire. Rumsfeld told reporters today, "You can go ahead and call it that if you want. It's a free country. You have the right to be wrong, and you'll be held accountable for doing so." Some of the suspects in last month's suicide bombings in Morocco had indirect links to the Al-Qaeda terrorist network. That's the word today from Moroccan Foreign Minister Mohamed Bennyassa. The May 16th attacks in Casablanca killed 44 people, including the bombers. So far, more than 100 people have been arrested in connection with the attacks. Bennyassa says there are lots of indications that those involved had contacts with others who were involved with the Al-Qaeda schemes of terrorism, and this will be confirmed by the ongoing trials in court. A United Nations report issued last week indicated that Al-Qaeda has sprouted a new generation of suicide bombers in Morocco and elsewhere. An Algerian Hercules aircraft on a training mission crashed today, killing at least 12 people. The plane was carrying no cargo and crashed around 50 minutes after takeoff from Beaufaric. It went down near a field where boys were playing soccer in a town just south of Algiers. In addition to the 12 dead, at least five others were taken to local hospitals. A witness reports seeing fire coming from the plane before it slammed into the ground, causing a mammoth explosion. Five residential buildings were damaged by the crash. A commission has been set up to investigate the cause, which a senior Algerian military official says was likely from a technical glitch.
If you're losing your hair, then I have great news for you. Now you can have twice as much hair within 90 days, guaranteed. Announcing Hair Advantage, the world's most advanced hair regrowth system that will reverse baldness, fill in embarrassing bald spots, and regrow up to twice as much new hair, guaranteed. The secret of Hair Advantage lies in a recent medical discovery that showed 95% of all hair loss was due to the body's overproduction of DHT. Hair Advantage stops DHT from attacking your hair follicle as it starts regrowing new hair in balding areas. Hair Advantage contains a patent active ingredient that was approved by the FDA for hair regrowth. In clinical studies, the majority of people regrew their hair, with almost half experiencing dense hair regrowth. So call now for your risk-free trial, and you can have twice as much hair within 90 days. Guaranteed. Hair Advantage is safe, clinically proven, and effective on virtually everyone. Call toll-free 1-800-213-4495. That's 1-800-213-4495. 1-800-213-4495.
Tonight at midnight, more than 2,000 area janitors could be walking the streets of Denver instead of cleaning floors. Labor negotiations resume this morning, but late this afternoon, the janitors are scheduled to vote on whether they should go on strike. Valerie Alzaga, a janitors for justice, says the issues of pay and benefits are creating a wide gulf between the janitors and companies contracted to clean office buildings downtown and in the tech center.
It's important to win livable wages and family health care.
The cleaning companies say decreased occupancy rates in the buildings they service won't allow them to afford janitors' pay hikes and health care. Alzaga claims these companies are making a profit in part by paying the janitors as little as $8 an hour. The janitors are represented by the Service Employees International Union.
Right now, it's nighttime. You're starving and there are people at Denny's just like you. Except for one thing. See, they're not starving. They just ordered a plate of steamy little mini burgers. Oh, here comes a big plate of hot, zesty nachos. Mmm! You know, there's one more difference between you and them. Yeah, see, they're having fun. Denny's, a good place to sit and eat.
A man was detained by airport security yesterday after boarding a flight bound for San Francisco from Chico, California. FBI agent Nick Rossi says a piece of the man's luggage tested positive for the residue of an explosive material. Rossi says screeners use a special wipe-down process for luggage to check for explosives before luggage is loaded onto planes. The man was detained for questioning by federal agents in San Francisco, but was allowed to proceed until a positive determination is made regarding the material detected in his luggage. The suitcase remains in Chico, but may be brought to Sacramento today for more comprehensive testing by the FBI. Stocks struggled today as even quarter-ending window dressing didn't spur much market action. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 3 points to 89.85. The Nasdaq was down 2 to 16.22. The S&P 500 lost a point to 9.74. I'm Darren Copeland, and this is IE America Radio Network News.
I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Think of your favorite child. Now think of your favorite child again in your car. What can you do to ensure that child will live to become a favorite adult? When I come back, I'll tell you.
Doug is frugal.
Well, money doesn't grow on trees, you know.
The problem is Doug is about to buy a used car.
Yep, and I'm going to get ripped off!
And Doug doesn't know about Carfax, which lets you check a used car's history to see if it's been in an accident, has accurate mileage, stuff like that. So you know your money's well spent.
So I might save thousands?
Exactly, Doug. Just go to CARFAX.com or ask your dealer for a Carfax vehicle history report.
Hey, how about we go halfsies on the car?
How about nunsies?
How about sumsies?
No. Carfax, the truth about used cars.
How do you protect your most precious cargo? Safety seats, which reduce infant death risk by 69% and toddler by 47%. Infant seats from birth to 1 year should be installed rear-facing in the back seat. These often convert to front-facing for toddlers under 4 years and 40 pounds. Booster seats are suitable for children 4 to 8. But not until a child is over 80 pounds and 8 years old are regular seat belts proper restraints. Whatever their age, when you think of your favorite children, picture them buckled up, then do it. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network.
When you're swallowing low, life's life.
Right here, right now, Mike Malloy.
With special guest host Curtis Ellis.
And it's so nice to be here. My gosh, it's dark out. It is dark out in New York where I'm broadcasting from. So let's all gather around the warm radio and listen to each other and talk with each other. The phone number here is 800-825-5937. Mike is away for the night, but I'll be taking care of his flock. And it's such a great flock, too. I really enjoy listening to y'all when y'all call into Mike, and Mike gets everybody fired up, and you get everybody fired up. It's really a great, great, great show. So I'll be here for the next few hours, and there is a lot to talk about. The news today... There's a sword attack in California. Somebody went into a store in Irvine, California, and tried to do the Samurai Deli Act that John Belushi used to do on Saturday Night Live. Guy went in with a samurai sword and started hacking people up. We all know what to think about that. Dr. Bill Frist, the Senate Majority Leader, we must call him doctor. He spent a lot of money to get that degree. Dr. Bill Frist wants there to be a constitutional amendment banning gay marriages. He's so worked up about that Supreme Court. He's afraid that this zone of privacy in the home could lead to a criminal zone in people's homes. He said it could lead to prostitution and drug abuse going on in people's homes. I'm shocked that somebody might think that they have the right to smoke marijuana in their own home. But he's afraid that it could lead to this type of criminal activity in the home. So his solution? A constitutional amendment to ban gay marriage. That makes a lot of sense. I'd like somebody to explain that to me because I'm a little confused. I'm confused about a lot of things, and I'm going to get to that a little later. So... we're going to have a meeting later of Confusniks Anonymous, where we'll all share our confusions and talk this out together and help each other get over our confusion, because there's a lot of things that have me confused. But before I get to that, we'll do that in a later part of the show. But that Bill Frist now wants to have a constitutional amendment to ban gay marriages. Because, by the way, you know, Sandra Day O'Connor in her opinion about that, she said that she just struck down the Texas law against gay sodomy on equal protection grounds, but the Supreme Court threw out all the sodomy laws saying that there's a zone of privacy. Now, had they all agreed with Sandra Day O'Connor about the equal protection business, I think that would have been a closer and quicker route to legalized gay marriages. Because if you're going to say, well, gays, if you're going to say it's wrong to say that gays can't have sodomy sex, but other people can do sodomy, and if you're going to say that's wrong, well, then doesn't it follow that it would be wrong to say gays can't marry, but everybody else can marry? But they didn't go that way. Instead, the Supreme Court threw out all the laws based on the idea that there's this right to privacy, which is, you know, just a bizarre concept in America. It's some alien concept that strict constructionists just can't grasp. Now, I know you all talked about this on Friday, and there were some very intelligent calls on this, so I don't necessarily want to get off on that that tangent, but, you know, if you want to talk about it, I'll listen for a while. That's one of those things that has me confused, so we'll get to that later. But the primary results are in. This is the exciting thing. You know, they had that internet primary over on MoveOn.org. MoveOn.org. Move on. Started with the idea of let's get over this impeachment and just move on. Well, they ran their internet primary, and Dr. Howard Dean won. He got 43% of the votes. He didn't get 50%, so Move On is not going to endorse Dr. Dean. The fundraising numbers are in, and Dean won those as well. He has more than $9 million. He's raised more money than any of these other candidates. Now, of course, John Kerry's wife has 100 times that money in her checking account, but I don't think that counts. He's got to figure out a way to launder it and get it out of her checking account into his campaign account. And then, well, anyway, so, and it seems that Dean out-organized everybody and out-fundraised everybody over the internet. There's another internet indicator that shows that Dean is way out in front of his rivals. Dean is like the NASDAQ candidate. He's got all of this internet stuff going on. I hope his bubble doesn't burst before the election. I mean, this NASDAQ thing can be very risky, you know. He might end up like Lucent or something. But the Dean group on Meetup.com has 46,000 members. And the next largest group is John Kerry's. John Kerry has 3,700. So Howard Dean has 46,000 members, and John Kerry has 3,700. Al Sharpton has 3 members in his Meetup group. It's Tawana Brawley, Alton Maddox, and, well, himself. Al Sharpton got 0.53% of the votes in the internet primary, whereas Howard Dean got 43%. So he's not doing too sharp. Maybe, you know, Al Sharpton supporters don't have computers. They have to go to the library to vote. You know, the public computers get online. I'm not sure why that worked out that way, but that's the way. I mean, because Carol Mosley Braun, she got 2%. She did almost as good as Joe Lieberman. So I don't know, man. Actually, she did better than Joe Lieberman. I'll take that back. Carol Mosley Braun did better than Lieberman. So Dean was first. Kerry was second. Kucinich was third. Kucinich was second. Kucinich had 23% of the votes. So my question to you is, we're going to have our own primary here right now. What candidate are you for? And why? I want you to convince me and convince the rest of the audience that that's the candidate that we should rally behind, even if it's George Bush. Hey, if you're a Bush supporter, you're free to call this show. This number is open to everybody. 800-825-5937. Or you can email me. Yes, I am not Mike Malloy, so do not use his email address. You can email me at fasttalkradio@yahoo.com. Fast talk, like not slow talk, fast talk, 2 T's in there, fasttalkradio, all one word, @yahoo.com. You can email me, and I will read your emails over the air if I'm allowed to, unless you use some of those deadly words. in which case I won't read them. Or you can call 800-825-5937. So I want to know, did you vote for any candidates? Which candidate are you for, and who did you vote for? Well, let's find out who Susan is backing. Susan, from Detroit.
Yes, I voted for Kucinich.
Kucinich.
Yes, and so did my husband. And the reason is I wouldn't vote. Well, first of all, he's right on every issue. He's brave.
I thought he was left on most of the issues.
Right. He's correct on every issue. He's brave. He's out there. He speaks truth to power, as opposed to Dean, who is a little cowardly. And he does not speak truth to power. He is—he was asked about cutting down on our bloated military, who have, you know, just conveniently lost, what is it, $2 trillion, that he would not be interested in cutting down the military, even though we spent 53% of all of our yearly funds on the military, and that was before this most present war in Iraq.
Okay,
can I go on?
Yeah, one quickly, because I have some questions for you now.
Okay, and also let's see, he's for concealed weapons. He's for that. You know,
who is? You're talking about Dean now?
Yeah, Dean. Yeah.
Okay. So, well, this kind of fits in with my question to you. Do you think the Democrats, all of the other Democrats, are now going to go after Dean in the next debate? Because now Dean is the front runner. He's starting to look like the man to beat. So do you think in this next debate they're all going to start, they're going to forget about George Bush?
I think there's two things that the Democrats need to go against. They need to go against Dean, and point out to everybody he's so weak on so many issues and cowardly. And also they should go against the DLC, which makes the whole Democratic party, because of the influence of the DLC, it makes the whole party Republican-lite.
Yeah.
And we need to go back to our progressive roots. Our populist roots, and that's exactly what Kucinich is doing.
Now, do you have any problem with Kucinich being against abortion?
No. I mean,
okay.
You mean his past? No, his integrity. I used to be, many, many, many years ago, the right caught me up. I was religious, I was Catholic, and I got involved in the right to life movement, and I was really young then.
I see no
contradiction whatsoever in what he's doing. He's got a lot of.
No, I don't either. I mean, I think it's.
Let me go on a little bit about this, okay?
Oh, pardon me. Sure,
okay.
Go ahead.
And so I see no contradiction in what he's done. He's a man of integrity, so he had to really think this out just the way I did. And now he and I both, I suppose. But for me, this is how I would put it. I wouldn't vote for anybody who wasn't for a woman's right to choose. Bonnard is against women's right to choose. And I loved him before I found out about that. He was running for governor in Michigan. And I could not, when I found out that he was against a woman's right to choose, which is none of his business because he's a man anyway.
All right. I have some more questions for you, Susan.
All right.
Okay. Do you think that, obviously, you believe that Kucinich can beat George Bush? Otherwise, you wouldn't be backing him.
I think whatever happens, George Bush is going to go down.
Okay, now.
And I think that, you know, what's really important here is that we change the culture, the thinking of the country. That's what's really important. What's really important is this is a grassroots movement and that we change the thinking of the country.
That leads to my next question. So do you think the Internet, as an organizing tool and a fundraising tool, can overcome this Bush team's shock and awe campaign? They're like going to raise a swillion dollars.
The Internet is our savior. Mm-hmm. Yes.
The Internet is our savior. Well, you know, in the next part of this show, in the next half hour, actually, we're going to hear from Scott Heiferman, who is the founder of Meetup.com. Do you know about Meetup?
I haven't gotten involved in any way, shape, or form with that.
Have you even logged on and checked it out?
Well, you know, I mean, to me, what's important to me.
Hold that thought, Susan.
Right.
The phone number here is 800-825-5937. The little tinkling piano means Mr. Steinway and his sons are in town. And we'll be right back with more of your calls.
Attention all plaintiffs. If personal injury, medical malpractice, accident, or other disaster has left you helpless and desperate, call now 800-586-5493 and receive up to $50,000 instant cash assistance. Express lawsuit funding provides no risk, no payments needed cash to people with pending lawsuits. The money is yours until your case settles. You pay nothing. We only collect when your lawsuit settles. Call us now. 800-586-5493. Your lawsuit has merit, and the cash is yours to do with whatever you need. Take care of living expenses, credit cards, car payments. No payments needed until your case settles. No employment requirements. No credit checks. Call now. 800-586-5493. Your cash is waiting for your call. Express Lawsuit Funding is waiting to help you. Call 800-586-5493.
Now, everything you need for successful estate planning comes in one package. The new Master Estate Kit is a collection of legal power that would cost you $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you'll get. First, a legal will kit, one praised by nearly 500,000 buyers. Second, a living will kit that assures your wishes will be followed in case of an irreversible injury or illness. And third, a power of attorney kit that includes all the required forms. Order today and we'll include the new Family Legal Guide. It answers all your questions about small claims, court, landlord agreements, personal bankruptcy, and much more. An $80 value, the complete Master Estate Kit costs only $39.95. For immediate delivery of the Master Estate Kit and your free family legal guide, call 1-800-221-0393. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Every kit carries an unlimited money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-221-0393 now. That's 1-800-221-0393.
Show. Well, let's move on to somebody who is evil but very bright. That would be Ari Fleischer at the briefing today.
The job of anybody who is the White House press secretary is to faithfully articulate what the president is thinking and why he's thinking it. And that's what I do for a living.
Yeah, right. The job of the press secretary is to faithfully articulate what the president is thinking?
When do I get to my Game Boy? Hey, it's time for lunch. I want to take a nap. How do you spell Putin? Let me see. Who's the president of Afghanistan?
You know he tried to kill my dad?
Oh, my God. There's Laura with my milk.
Faithfully articulate what the president is thinking?
All righty, then.
The Mike Malloy Show, Monday through Friday from 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Standard Time on IE America Radio Network.
For the latest in cutting-edge technology, computers, entertainment, and much more, tune into tomorrow here on the IE America Radio Network every Sunday from 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Hi, this is Dave Graveline. Into Tomorrow is the interactive radio program with experts featuring new technology and the latest consumer electronics. Check out our internet site anytime at graveline.com and join us live this Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on the IE America Radio Network.
At Animal Talk, we think deep thoughts. We think about things that most people don't think about, such as, do dogfish chase catfish? Do jellyfish taste good with peanut butter? These are things that bother us. Why is it that Donald Duck doesn't wear any pants, but when he comes out of the shower, he wraps a towel around his waist?
Dude, you need a hobby.
Oh.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights on the IE America Radio Network.
We're back. It's the Mike Malloy Show with special guest host Curtis Ellis.
Hey there, gang. The phone number here is 1-800-825-5937. My name is still Curtis Ellis. Mike Malloy will be back tomorrow with his wonderful show, all those crazy things he talks about, and just like I'm going to talk about tonight. I got this email from Neil. I don't know where he's from, but Neil said it was a toss-up between Kucinich and Dean for him when he was voting in that MoveOn.org primary, which Dr. Howard Dean of Vermont won. It was a toss-up. He was not, but Neil wasn't happy. Dean's adamant refusal to cut the outrageous military budget in order to increase services was enough to turn him off, but then he came across another glaring flaw in Dean's plank, as pointed out by the alternate in the following article. I'm not going to read the whole article. Basically, this guy, what Neil is telling me is that Dr. Dean supports Israel a little too much. He's got some AIPAC people on his payroll, and he is just a little too pro-Israel for his taste. Anyway, that's what he thinks. Now, I want to know, I'm asking everybody to call in now. I want to know which candidate you're for, why. Would anything change your mind if you've ever given any money to a candidate over the internet, or if you're afraid you're going to get spammed if you do? And is the internet going to overcome the Team Bush's shock and awe campaign, their $500 squillion campaign war chest? Are our PayPal contributions over the internet going to undo the big corporations' big dollar contributions? And Susan, so one last closing thought. You got 15 seconds.
Oh, I just, taking off from where we left off before, I think the most important thing is for us to get educated and to
yes.
read and then become informed and be able to talk to other people, because our news media is very much controlled. 85% of all the news articles that we get come from the Heritage Foundation.
Absolutely. It's one-party state. We have a corporate party that runs the Republicans, runs the government, and they run the media. It's like the Soviet Union. We need an independent voice. And thank you for calling. Mike in Michigan, right? Illinois. Mike in Illinois.
Hello?
The land of Lincoln. You're on the air.
I'm a Kucinich supporter.
Okay.
And I think he's the only one who's going to help bring the left back to where it should be. I mean, otherwise you're going to get a right light, and it'll be that much easier for a right-winger to come right back in and pick up where he left off.
Well, I think that's what happened with Jimmy Carter. Jimmy Carter never really did a strong program, and so he just paved the way for Ronald Reagan to say, well, I'll do what Carter is trying to do, but I'm going to really do it.
We definitely need a reduction in military spending to keep this kind of war.
Now, are you ready to join Kucinich's dirty tricks team? Isn't he going to need a dirty tricks department to beat this Team Bush? I mean, the Republicans always do dirty tricks. You know they're going to do it against Kucinich. They're going to say that he's got bed bugs in his hair. They're going to say that he sleeps with goats. They're going to dig up everything and throw it at this skinny little guy. And they're going to destroy him. Doesn't he have to do it to Bush first?
I think it's just important that the left get informed and they vote Kucinich.
Okay. Thank you very much. Kevin in New Jersey. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Okay, how are you?
So who did you vote in this internet primary?
Yes, I did. My wife and I both voted, and we both voted for Dean. But I think what a lot of people are missing here is that, you know, as your first caller said, well, they have to go after Dean now. You know, if you're going to keep the party together, you should be able to have, like, a first person that you want to vote for and a backup in case he doesn't make the primaries, but not go against each other.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you know, that's exactly what the Republicans are trying to get done here, is turn the Kucinich people against the Dean people, against the Kerry people, against everybody else.
Well, that's it. I think these Democrats are going to start doing George Bush's job for him. They're going to start attacking Dean like he's the enemy, not like this creepoid in the White House is the enemy. They're going to forget that. They're going to go after him tooth and nail. Now, I'd like to know if you are ready to join the Dean Dirty Tricks campaign, but we're going to get to that on the other side. The phone number here is 1-800-825-5937. My name's Curtis Ellis, waiting to hear from you.
Right now, it's nighttime. You're starving, and there are people at Denny's just like you. Except for one thing. See, they're not starving. They just ordered a plate of steamy little mini burgers. Oh, here comes a big plate of hot, zesty nachos. Mmm! You know, there's one more difference between you and them. Yeah, see, they're having fun. Denny's, a good place to sit and eat.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show, 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Time, Monday through Friday on IE America Radio Network.
Hi, everybody. Doug Steffen here. It looks like we're having some minor...
managers are looking to cut into losses that have totaled about $1.5 billion over the last 2 years, but the United Steelworkers of America says the company should cut managerial positions rather than blue-collar jobs in its bid to return to profitability. Union workers are also upset over Goodyear's plans to move tire-making jobs to cheap overseas facilities.
Trendy clothier Abercrombie & Fitch has agreed to pay $2.2 million to settle a lawsuit filed by California labor regulators over violations of the state's uniform law. Abercrombie & Fitch once required anyone who worked in its stores to wear only its clothing on the job, but California law prohibits companies from forcing workers to buy their own uniforms. People who worked at Abercrombie & Fitch stores in California between 1999 and February of 2002 are eligible for settlement payments ranging from $200 to $500. A separate lawsuit filed in California by former store employees seeking nationwide class action status is still pending.
Alaska Airlines is joining a long list of carriers turning to employees for wage and benefit cuts. The airline says it needs to slash about $250 million in savings to keep out of bankruptcy courts. Alaska Airlines executives say they'll voluntarily cut 15 to 20% from their salaries, which range from $318,000 a year to nearly $500,000. And they're expecting employees to do likewise, asking workers to accept lower wages along with increased health care costs and skimpier pensions. About 8,500 pilots, flight attendants, mechanics, dispatchers, and clerical workers will be affected.
You've been listening to WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
Do you dig your dog, but your dog digs your rose bushes?
Does Hole in the Head have your Oscar?
Is your cat doing a Tarzan swing from your drapes?
Is your python pooped?
Do you hate your folks because they spent your college tuition on a European vacation?
Jamie, what does that have to do with animals?
I don't know. I kind of ran out of stuff.
Now, come on, this is a commercial for a major radio network. We should do better.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights on the IE America Radio Network.
Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
We're back. It's the Mike Malloy Show with special guest host Curtis Ellis.
That's me, folks. Yeah, I'm here with you. You're stuck with me. Mike will be back tomorrow. Don't worry. The phone number here is 800-825-5937. You can also email me at fasttalkradio, all one word, at yahoo.com. fasttalkradio@yahoo.com. And Kevin from New Jersey, thank you for holding on. We are having, let me just tell everybody what we're doing here. We're having our own little primary. I want to know who you are backing in this upcoming presidential election. You know, these elections get longer and longer. The primaries come earlier and earlier. This whole shooting match is going to be over by March. It'll be over in 9 months. The Democrats will figure it out who's left standing. Right now, Dean seems like the man to beat. But Kucinich is moving up close. He's coming in. We haven't gone around the first bend yet, but they're not in a very tight pack. Dean's out front, but Kucinich is coming up behind him, using that horrible horse race analogy that when the television people do this, we all scream at them for belittling politics. But when I do it, it's kind of cool. Anyway, Kevin, so thanks for holding.
Yeah, I'd like to finish up just by saying that, you know, I think that the Democrats have to get behind both Kucinich and Dean and quit their bickering. These are the only two guys who can really beat Bush.
Great. Well, thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
And a very good point, yeah. I mean, the Democrats got to remember who the enemy is here, you know. So, the whole point of this, besides hearing what you think about the candidates, my other question is, can the Internet overcome the Team Bush and their shock and awe campaign? They're raising $500 zillion from the big corporate muckety-mucks. And now Mr. Dean, Howard Dean, has organized on the Internet. He won this primary on the Internet. He has raised money over the Internet. And if you go to meetup.com, he's got 46,000 members meeting each other in towns and cities all across the nation, probably around the world. I bet you could go to Paris, France, and find a little wine bar where the Dean people get together. Maybe they meet under a bridge on the Seine and pass a bottle of wine around and talk about Howard Dean. Now, what is meetup.com? I'm glad you asked that question because I happen to have right here one of the founders of meetup.com and the CEO of meetup.com, Mr. Scott Heiferman. Scott, thanks for joining me tonight.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Now, I saw you on C-SPAN. You were at this Democrat Leadership Network, some darn thing that they have on C-SPAN, one of these endless panel discussions which only me and Bill Clinton watch. And
we go wherever people invite us to go to talk about Meetup. Spread the Meetup gospel, yeah.
Yeah, so spread the Meetup gospel. Why don't you tell my listeners what Meetup.com is all about?
Well, Meetup is a really simple website that connects people locally about anything, anywhere. Basically, Meetup creates what they call a Meetup Day that enables people around any topic of interest, whether that be poodle owners or Harry Potter fans or Howard Dean supporters or John Kerry supporters or whatever. It lets people gather locally. It lets
Even
them organize themselves
right?
about how they're going to gather locally. Everywhere
you don't have to be a Democrat to do this. You don't have to be a Democrat. Even Republicans are allowed on Meetup, right?
Yeah, we frankly don't care what people meet up about. We just like the idea that we're helping to stimulate local community everywhere and helping neighbors find neighbors that that share a common interest.
Well, that's what I think is so interesting and so fascinating, and just a stroke of genius on your part with Meetup.com, because for so long, it seems that the electronic mass media have kept people apart. Talk radio is one medium where we get to talk to each other using all of these electronic means. But with television, everybody sits in their own home, watches TV, and they don't talk to each other anymore. I mean, families don't even talk around the dinner table because they're watching Vanna White turn letters or something. But you have taken the mass communication of the Internet, of connected networked computers, and used it to put people back in touch with each other where they get together at a local bowling alley or a coffee shop and meet each other in person.
Exactly. I mean, yeah, a lot of people said that the Internet kills the idea of actual real-world community, but we decided to make it completely the opposite and to see how the Internet can take people off the Internet. Basically, the whole Meetup story is not an Internet story. It's about how people are connecting with local neighbors that share a common interest about anything. And it was inspired by this book called Bowling Alone by a Harvard sociologist named Robert Putnam, and he writes about the decline of American community and about how our parents and grandparents probably, more likely than not, belonged to some local group and went to a local meeting, whether it was a bowling league or a Kiwanis club or who knows what. And we don't do that anymore, and it's because people work too much and watch too much TV and do all these other things. So the Meetup is a little part of trying to help stimulate local community everywhere.
Yeah. I'm talking with Scott Heiferman, one of the founders and the CEO of Meetup.com, where Howard Dean has 46,000 members, 46,000 Dean people go through Meetup.com to meet each other, and not all at once. I mean, my God, you'd have to fill Yankee Stadium. No, they probably meet a few at a time in different places. Whereas John Kerry only has 3,700 Meetup people. I don't know.
It should be noted, though, that Kerry has almost tripled in the past 3 days. We now work with the Kerry campaign.
Oh, good.
Just like
good
we worked
them.
With the Dean campaign, and they're really mobilizing their supporters to meet up. It's growing very fast, even though it's significantly below Dean right now.
Now, if you have a question for Scott or a comment about his little whoop-de-doo called meetup.com, you can call us at 800-825-5937. Now, so did you read this book, Bowling Alone, and decide, we got to do something about this, let's use the Internet? Or were you just like sitting around smoking a joint and say, hey, I know how we can use the Internet to subvert the Internet? Oh, man.
Yeah, no, you know, I've been involved in internet stuff for a long time. Basically, it was a combination of reading that book, and then it was right around 9/11. I live in New York City, and you know, 9/11 really woke you up to realizing how powerful local community can or should be in your life. You know, you realize
really.
That, boy, it's kind of it's good to know people in your neighborhood. That was the realization then, and the thinking was, well, hey, you know, why doesn't, you know, the internet does all these things and lets people be, you know, have one global community and be best friends with someone in China, but who wants to be best friends with someone in China? You want to grab a coffee or grab a beer with someone in your neighborhood or with a group of people. And so, it was just amazing that nothing was doing that. So, we just locked ourselves in a room, me and, six other, people here. We locked ourselves in a room for 6 weeks and built Meetup.
Hmm. And you have just had tremendous success.
Well, it's going really well. We launched it last summer, and almost 500,000 people around the world have signed up for Meetup, and we've never advertised or done any of that. I mean, it's all real word of mouth, and there are meetups, you know, about knitting, and meetups about anything under the sun, you know. It's really,
that's amazing.
Really,
I mean, it really
thing.
Is amazing. You never advertised. You never took out one ad.
That's correct.
Now, did you have a big internet launch party like everybody in this town? I'm in New York too. It's like you couldn't go. There was a time that you could not go out to any restaurant or bar without bumping into 5,000 boozed up 23-year-olds
that think
they're going to be worth $500,000.
Yeah, I was.
You were one of them.
Yeah. No. That's the thing. We said, you know, this is not 1999. We're not going to. And actually, people, you know, they said, you know, when we were built, we're starting an internet company in 2002. They said, are you nuts? What are you?
Right. Are you out of your mind?
And then when we said, oh, it has something to do with community, they were like, are you completely bonkers?
Right, there's another buzzword.
Yeah, but we're doing well. You know, people, we're going to be profitable with it this year, and it's really just a good thing because people, you know, it's nice to be doing something that people really appreciate. People go to their meetups. You know, I can tell you, in 7 hours, there's an Elvis Presley fan meetup in Australia. In 9 hours, there's a board game players meetup in Singapore, and in 15 hours, there's a stay-at-home moms meetup going on in Rochester, New York. I mean, they just go around the clock, around the world, all these meetups.
Oh, that's great. I mean, it's really great.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
The thing people often sometimes lose track of when they hear about meetups, it's not, you know, there's no computers at a meetup. There's no
right.
Cyber,
when the people, they get
that.
Away.
It's all face-to-face.
It is absolute genius. They get away from the computer. You're using the computers to undermine the computers.
Exactly.
To get people back in touch with each other. I mean, it makes perfect sense. I mean, look, people, when the telephone first showed up, people didn't use the telephone to stay on the telephone. They get on the telephone, they call their friends, and say, hey, let's get together down at the bowling alley, right? And so
that's basically
what you're doing with the computers.
Yeah, and we get paid by these venues. We get paid by the bowling alleys and bars and cafes and restaurants. They pay to be listed as a recommended place for these people to meet up, although, you know, the people aren't forced to meet up there. They can vote for another place amongst themselves. But, it's these places selling the beer and coffee which subsidize the service for the whole world for free.
This is one of those ideas that when I heard about it, I was so jealous that I didn't think of it because it is so darn simple. It is absolutely genius. This is one of those, duh, why didn't I think of that? That makes such good sense. So now, the way it works, just for my listeners here, so somebody out there listening, maybe they're in Lewiston, Idaho, or Helena, Montana, or something, and they want to meet other people in their area that like Chihuahuas. What do they do? Can they go up and just post, hey, let's have a meetup. Let's meet at the so-and-so place. How does it work?
It works a little bit differently than that. What it basically does is, if you're a Chihuahua owner and you want to meet up with a bunch of other Chihuahua owners in your town, basically on the system, it declares Chihuahua meetup day to be on the same day everywhere around the world. So as long as so there is this Chihuahua meetup day, and it's, let's say it's the third Saturday of the month at 3 p.m., you don't go on and say, I want to have a Chihuahua meetup in Poughkeepsie. It says that there already is a Chihuahua meetup in Poughkeepsie going on, and it only actually happens if there's five people. So
okay,
what
so
we
how
do
does
is
it
you
work
register
with,
yourself.
Yeah, sorry? So how does it work with the Dean people, same way or with the Kucinich? Because I've noticed there have been a few Kucinich
everywhere.
People.
So Dean meetup day is Wednesday, and there's going to be a Dean meetup on this Wednesday in 296 towns across America. Over 40,000 people have signed up. It's really just amazing, and you know how it just grows exponentially each month. And you know, you see all the photo. If you go to meetup.com, you'll see, and you see the Dean. If you click on the Dean link, you'll see all the photos of all these people actually getting together in every town. It's quite amazing. You know, we just sort of launched this thing into the world, and you know, we didn't even think it was going to be a political thing. We thought it would just be about Star Trek nerds and Lord of the Rings geeks,
If I wanted to start a Star Trek Nerds for Kucinich, would I start a group?
There already is Kucinich meetups going on everywhere.
Right.
So
what if I wanted to be a special one? I wanted to be, Star Trek Dungeons and Dragons for Kucinich meetup.
Well, you can suggest that. There's a form. You just suggest that topic. I mean, the problem with the really specific ones there is that you might get enough people in New York who are of that particular niche, but there may not be enough of them in Ottumwa, Iowa, or Kansas City, or Tallahassee. So I mean, you could.
I think you underestimate the power of Dungeons and Dragons, but you may be right.
Actually, there are thousands of people signed up on Meetup to meet up about Dungeons and Dragons. So yeah.
Yeah. And the fact that they're meeting in public places, you don't have to worry about the pedophiles or the
exactly. Well,
the
thing is, the meetup does not happen unless five people actually confirm they're going to be there, and it always happens at a public place. So, there haven't been any stories, with all these thousands of meetups going on, of any trouble like that.
So now, after what you've seen, the question I'm asking the audience, I'll ask you, do you think the Internet can overcome the traditional political system? No, can it overcome Team Bush's advantage with money? But bigger question than that, do you think the Internet can revitalize politics and have a real important role in getting the grassroots back into politics, or getting politics back into the grassroots?
Yeah, it's such a good question, and I don't know if I'm the right guy to answer it, but, because we don't even pretend to be political experts at Meetup, let alone, people are asking us all these questions about, thinking that we're some sort of like sociological experts here. We're just
poodles.
A bunch of, tech geeks that built something cool. But, it definitely is amazing how we get, the kinds of notes and letters we get from people who say they've never been to a political gathering in their life. They've never done anything. They've never gotten involved in anything, but Meetup made it really easy for them to just show up at a local Starbucks and meet a bunch of people, and they kind of get energized and they get into it. So, yeah, by making it easy and having that sort of like one meetup day where all around the country everyone's getting together on the same day, it really does lower the bar and makes it easy for people to get involved. And when you get involved, that's a whole different world, of democracy being inclusive and participatory, and it's just really amazing.
Oh my, that sounds communistic. I'm not sure we're ready for that in this country. What was your if you don't mind me asking, you don't have to answer it if you do mind me asking, what was your previous internet project? Was
PetStore.com
or something, a cheese channel or a cheese.com?
No. Back in 95, I started a company called iTraffic, which today is one of the largest online marketing agencies. It's owned by Omnicom, which is a 800-pound gorilla in the advertising world. So, 3 of my partners here at Meetup are with me at iTraffic, and so you know, we didn't start pets.com or something silly like that.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, hi. I'm sorry, just lost my signal there for a second.
No problem.
Scott Heiferman, CEO and one of the founders of Meetup.com. Thank you so much for joining me. You are a genius. What you're doing is just 10 tons of fun, whether you like Chihuahuas or whether you like Howard Dean. Just be sure to vote for a candidate, not for a dog, but you can enjoy both of them at Meetup.
Thanks so much. This was fun.
Right now, it's nighttime. You're starving, and there are people at Denny's just like you. Except for one thing. See, they're not starving. They just ordered a plate of steamy little mini burgers. Oh, here comes a big plate of hot, zesty nachos. Mmm! You know, there's one more difference between you and them. Yeah, see, they're having fun. Denny's, a good place to sit and eat.
Do you want to own a computer but have less than perfect credit, bad credit, no credit? No problem. If you have a checking or savings account and can afford a payment of as little as $35 a week for just 12 months, Blue Hippo Funding says you're approved. Guaranteed. You heard right. You're approved for a brand new name brand computer. Call 1-800-823-0157 right now. If you can afford a payment of as little as $35 a week for just 12 months and have a checking or savings account, you're already approved. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-823-0157 right now and tell us where you want your brand new name brand computer delivered. If you can afford $35 a week for just 12 months and have a checking or savings account, your brand new state-of-the-art PC will be on its way. Guaranteed. Bad credit, no problem. Blue Hippo Funding says you're approved for the computer of your dreams. Guaranteed. Call right now, 1-800-823-0157.
What magazine was the late Senator Paul Wellstone talking about when he said, "At a time of growing media concentration, this magazine is an invaluable source of news and information that corporate media would too often prefer to ignore"? He was talking about In These Times, a bi-weekly magazine of news, politics, and culture. In These Times has won more Project Censored awards than any other magazine. For 27 years, In These Times has provided groundbreaking coverage of the labor movement, feminism, grassroots politics, and minority communities. If getting a perspective other than what's in the mainstream media is important to you, In These Times is essential reading. In the words of best-selling author Barbara Ehrenreich, "To people who say they're sick and tired of the corporate-dominated and celebrity-fixated news media, I say, stop whining and subscribe to In These Times. Do it now and find out what you're missing. Look for In These Times in bookstores near you or visit them on the web at www.inthesetimes.com. That's www.inthesetimes.com.
Hi, I'm Stephen Sack, and I host the Employees Lawyer Show on IE America Radio Network. We take calls from people all over the United States, and we help them in their job problems. So if you ever wondered what job rights you have and how to fight back, I'm the guy to call.
Listen to Stephen at his new time on Sundays from 9 a.m. until noon and rebroadcast from 9 p.m. till midnight.
For more information on my show or other shows on the IE America Radio Network, go to IEAmericaRadio.com. It's the best advice I can give.
The following program is recommended for mature individuals and may contain material unsuitable for morons, cretins, and dishwipes.
Hey, I wanted to say dick dick.
Okay, give me your anaconda. I'll give you my dick dick.
Deal!
Anaconda! Animal Talk, Sunday nights on the IE America Radio Network.
All right, boys, come on.
I would like to see a law that says you, your organs automatically get donated unless you say no.
All right, Richie, have you got an organ donor specification?
No.
Why?
Because I don't want them taking me before I'm dead.
In Richie's case, what good would most of those organs be?
Certainly won't be going for his brain. Or they might, because it's never been used.
You might as well be dead. Your brain is, so why not the rest of you?
On the IE America Radio Network.
The following program is recommended for mature individuals and may contain material unsuitable for morons, cretins, and dishwipes.
Hey, I wanted to say dick dick.
Okay, give me your anaconda. I'll give you my dick dick.
Deal!
Anaconda! Animal Talk, Sunday nights on the IE America Radio Network.
All right, boys, come on.
The Mike Malloy Show with special guest host Curtis Ellis.
And here we are. The phone number is 800-825-5937, or you can email fasttalkradio@yahoo.com. Fasttalkradio@yahoo.com. Shannon tells me that I am a Dean supporter because he is revitalizing politics in America. I was very disillusioned with an opposition party that would not oppose. Dean is inspiring so much grassroots support because he is a fighter. Who does not back down? A fighter. Do I sound a little like Katharine Hepburn there? A fighter who will not back down. He will say what he thinks, and I do not see that as a disadvantage. And let's shoot the rapids in this big old boat. And that's what Shannon says. We are holding our own primary here. I want to know what candidate you are for. Why? Will you donate money over the internet? Or are you afraid you're going to get on some kind of spam list, or a Nigerian is going to steal your credit card number if you donate money over the internet to one of these candidates like Howard Dean, who's raised $9 million. 800-825-5937. And Joe from Brookings, Oregon.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I'm for Dennis Kucinich. He's the only one specifically talking about repealing NAFTA and bringing the job. What's that?
Yeah, I'm all for that.
Oh, yeah.
Repealing NAFTA.
I'm bringing the jobs back. Howard Dean, I guess, would be like the second best candidate in the race because he's about the only other one that's told it like it is about this war. The whole deal with the weapons of mass destruction is a total lie. Of course, Howard Dean won that internet thing because you got these guys like John Kerry and John Edwards, they're just total wimps on the war issue. They're for it one day, they're against it the other day. That ain't going to win you any general election.
That's right. These people they're sticking their finger up in the wind to trying to see which way it's blowing before they take a stand. And I tell you, you got to fight. Democracy depends on an argument, and we got to have ourselves a good bar brawl if we want to win one. And that's the Bush people know how to brawl. And now... good old Kat here from Seattle, she's telling me that she is for Kucinich because she wants to send a message to the DNC to push the issues much to the right. Now, we're going to come back with more of your votes. Diane in Vermont, just hold in there. We're going to hear what you think, who you're voting for, and if you think that the internet is going to beat the Bush machine with their squillion-dollar war chest. Will PayPal beat the Bushes? That's what I want to know. 1-800-825-5937. My name is Curtis Ellis. Here for Mike Malloy, who will return. So don't be afraid of that. He has not been voted off the island. He'll be back. Yo@yahoo.com.
Truth Seekers, this is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
Yes, I'm calling about about the Mike Malloy program. You know, the reason I turned this man off...
Why?
...is because he sounds like an 8-year-old.
Me?
Name calling.
I'm not an 8-year-old. I'm not an 8-year-old. I'm not.
You should get somebody who at least has some intelligence.
No, don't fire me. No. I got kids in college.
The Mike Malloy Show, weekdays from 9 p.m. till midnight, Eastern Time, on IE America Radio Network.
IE America Radio Network News. I'm Darren Copeland. The United States has approached some 70 countries for help in policing and rebuilding Iraq. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld said at today's Pentagon briefing that so far 4 countries now have troops on the ground in Iraq. 6 more countries, including Poland, have agreed to send troops. Discussions continue with another 14 countries. The secretary said between 15 and 20 other countries have expressed an interest in helping restore Iraqi society. Said Rumsfeld, people are queuing up to help in Iraq. Joint Chiefs Chairman General Richard Myers says good intelligence has led to the success of Operation Sidewinder. Myers told a Pentagon news briefing about the operation and detailed its goals.
Yesterday, we commenced Operation Sidewinder. The purpose of Sidewinder is to establish a secure and stable environment within the area of operations by clearing, destroying, or seizing paramilitary forces, path loyalists, and weapons and ammo caches.
Myers says at least 27 raids have been conducted associated with Operation Sidewinder since it began yesterday. As a result of those raids, 61 people have been apprehended, and several ammunition stores and the like have been confiscated.
Men and women, do you remember when you were thin? You look great no matter what clothes you put on. Now that great-looking body you once had no longer has to be a memory. Introducing Fat Inferno. Fat Inferno is a new diet supplement that cuts carbohydrates and increases your metabolism, all in one tablet. Fat Inferno boosts your metabolism so you burn off more calories even while you rest. In clinical trials performed on the active ingredients in Fat Inferno, people lost 320% more weight. So if you love to eat and don't want to count calories, fat, or carbs anymore, or try Fat Inferno. And with Fat Inferno, you'll melt away up to 7 pounds of ugly fat in the first week and one dress or pant size every 2 weeks thereafter, guaranteed. So if you love to eat, now you'll love to lose. Call now for your risk-free trial. Fat Inferno is safe, clinically proven, and guaranteed to work. Call toll-free 1-800-482-6158. That's 1-800-482-6158. 1-800-482-6158.
Firefighters battling major wildfires in various parts of the country are bracing themselves for the worst as the 4th of July quickly approaches. The National Interagency Fire Coordination Center in Boise, Idaho, says the level of preparedness and response has been elevated across the country due to the potential for more wildfires. More blazes have flared up over the past couple of days, bringing the total number of large active wildfires to 17. Those fires are burning in 6 western states. Members of the country's largest unions gathered in Washington, D.C. to protest a plan to cut workers' overtime pay. The Labor Department wants to change current policy allowing employers to offer time off instead of overtime pay during a 40-hour work week. A group of 150 union members marched outside of the Labor Department building carrying signs reading, "Overtime is our pay," and "Bush, take your filthy hands out of our paychecks." Union officials say the plan will take money away from police, retail workers, journalists, and healthcare workers. The Labor Department says the plan could strip overtime pay from as many as 640,000 people, but AFL-CIO officials estimate the changes could affect more than 8 million. Labor officials insist they consulted with union members before issuing their proposed changes.
Right now, it's nighttime. You're starving, and there are people at Denny's just like you. Except for one thing. See, they're not starving. They just ordered a plate of steamy little mini burgers. Oh, here comes a big plate of hot, zesty nachos. Mmm! You know, there's one more difference between you and them. Yeah, see, they're having fun. Denny's, a good place to sit and eat.
A growing number of young women are casting their sights on the stars. A new study from the American Astronomical Society says 56% of future astronomers are 18 to 23-year-old females. That's a substantial jump from those in the field aged 23 to 28, where only 39% are female. Officials say the numbers represent a change in the demographics of the career field. However, the numbers do not show if women are hired with the same frequency as men. A physics professor at Yale University says while the study shows real progress for women astronomers, there remains a serious concern for the small number of women holding positions of authority. Stocks struggled today as even quarter-ending window dressing didn't spur much market action. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 3 points to 89.85. The NASDAQ was down 2 to 16.22. The S&P 500 lost a point to 9.74. I'm Darren Copeland, and this is IE America Radio Network News.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. A picture's worth a thousand words, so picture this. A toilet bowl. You know what car part is similar to that household favorite? Battery? Gas tank? No, those won't float. But when I come back, I'll tell you what does.
Doug is frugal.
Well, money doesn't grow on trees, you know.
The problem is Doug is about to buy a used car.
Yep, and I'm going to get ripped off!
And Doug doesn't know about Carfax, which lets you check a used car's history to see if it's been in an accident, has accurate mileage, stuff like that. So you know your money's well spent.
So I might save thousands?
Exactly, Doug. Just go to CARFAX.com or ask your dealer for a Carfax vehicle history report.
Hey, how about we go halfsies on the car?
How about nunsies?
How about somesies?
No. Carfax, the truth about used cars.
What's the automotive equivalent of your toilet bowl? Your carburetor. Both have little floats that control levels of liquid. Ever lifted the top of a toilet tank and bent the rod to stop water from flowing? Carburetors have similar float valves that adjust fuel level. In toilets, the excess water streams harmlessly to the sewer. But in carburetors, surplus fuel flows into the motor, causing engine damage, decreased gas mileage, and air pollution. All good reasons to include carburetor checks in your annual inspections. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network. Right here, right now, Mike Malloy.
With special guest host Curtis Ellis.
But not nearly as special as you folks. And you can call in and get on the show right now by dialing 1-800-825-5937. Or you can email me at fasttalkradio@yahoo.com. fasttalkradio@yahoo.com. I am Curtis Ellis, and we are having our own little primary here. The MoveOn.org website ran its primary. They were flooded. They were flooded with primary voters and secondary voters and tertiary voters and even some straight voters, too. Dr. Howard Dean, won with 43% of the votes. Dean also came in first in the fundraising sweepstakes, $9 million in his little bank account there. That's one overstuffed ATM he's got, and he raised most of that on the Internet as well. So it seems that the Internet and Dr. Howard Dean are a match made in heaven. 46,000 Dean supporters meet up on meetup.com. They meet in places all over the country. And my question is, number one, which candidate are you for? So far it seems like Dennis Kucinich is making a clean sweep here on the Mike Malloy Show. My other question is, can the Internet overcome Team Bush's shock and awe campaign? He doesn't care about the Internet. He's got big, rich corporate elitists giving him squillions of dollars worth of money. He wants to have $500 million ready to blanket the airwaves. You know, they are going to have a leaflet under every windshield wiper in America. Will the Internet help redress that imbalance? Diane from Vermont has called in, and she's going to tell us who she voted for. Aren't you, Diane?
I am. I voted for Dean, of course. I'm from Vermont. And Dean, you know what? Dean has pissed me off in the past. I can't say that on the air. I'm sorry.
Well, you just did.
He made me upset.
Yeah.
And he will. I promise you he will. Because he sticks his foot in his mouth. But you know what?
What?
What's amazing me about what's happening with Dean is that the response of the rest of the country.
Well, they're all kind of like, who's this guy? Oh, my gosh.
No, but it's a positive response.
Oh, yeah.
Positive. It's like we're all up here scratching our heads. But I'll tell you what. We have a real democratic process up here. We have a real, like, a town meeting. We have eyeball contact.
Maybe that accounts for why he
doesn't understand that.
Maybe that's why Dean got so involved with Meetup.com.
That's right.
He got so involved with his website that brings people together one-on-one. That is like a town meeting kind of thing.
Politics.
That's what this country needs.
And that's what we have up here. And all the rest of the country is saying, wow, that's cool. And they don't understand it. That's how we do things up here.
Uh-huh.
And all of a sudden it's attractive. But this is true democracy in Vermont. We meet every March. We get up and we bitch and we gripe and people listen, and that's how we do things. And the rest of the country, who else has town meetings? Maybe New Hampshire?
Maybe.
I don't know.
Yeah, but they live free or die over there in New Hampshire. It is so weird.
We all live free or
Vermont
die, too.
I
go with that motto too.
Yeah, Vermont is kind of liberal. And New Hampshire, which is right next door, is so conservative.
Well, we're the odd duck.
Was he fairly popular over there?
We've got two independents and one Democrat and one person who publicly proclaims himself to be a socialist. And you know what? Bernie, I love Bernie, and I call myself a socialist. I'm not a registered Democrat.
Mm-hmm.
I believe in socialism.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Do you worship Vladimir Lenin?
Look, you know what? Public school system. What is that but socialism?
Thank you very much.
What is Medicaid but socialism?
What is publicly owned utility? What is a publicly owned electric company like they have in Los Angeles? What is the publicly owned water system like we have in New York, like they have in San Francisco? That is socialism. It is. You're right.
And it is. You know, and Bush is tearing. We live with people that we see. We're a very small state. We live in very small towns. We look at the pain of our neighbors,
mm-hmm.
and we see what the Bush doctrine is doing to them.
Well, there's something in the paper today. They said that the states across the country, cities and towns, are being hit hard. They're having to lay off teachers, lay off policemen, lay off firemen. This Bush economy is really hard on the people in the bushes.
Middle class is disappearing.
Absolutely.
And there's no hope for our young people. My kids are, my daughter is a high school teacher.
Mm-hmm.
She makes nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And my other daughter is in graduate study there's just no hope. And Bush is just pumping the fuel into the corporate structure.
That's right. And that though, is supposed to revitalize our economy. I don't know quite how that works. That's one of the things that has me confused.
But what is really stirring this thing, and I find it very interesting, is that people are responding to the democratic process that Dean is presenting. Dean is not going to barbecues. Dean is not holding. He's not appearing at coffee clutches. He's sitting at his computer and hitting the refresh button and seeing, oh, look, I got that much more money. No. Bush has to show up at hot dog barbecues.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, here's Kat from Seattle sent me an email. She said, since 60% of the eligible voters in this nation do not vote, we need someone who will speak to those people. Most non-voters say they would vote for a Democrat, but they don't feel the Democrats speak to them. If
he
only
is
10,
appealing to those people.
That's right. If only 10, and Kat's right on to something here. If only 10% of these non-voters voted, we would have a landslide. Because there's such a small percentage of people voting. 34% voted in the last election. So if you get 10% voting, the Democrats could have a landslide. Everybody is appealing to this. All of the campaign strategists and the market researchers, they're all appealing to that group of people which already votes. Somebody's got to go outside the box and go right to the non-voters, get those people registered, get them to the polls, inspire them to get involved in the political system, and we could have a real revolution. We could have a landslide.
We could, and it's time for that.
Absolutely. And I say that we should give people a bag of groceries if they register to vote. I want to do a voter registration drive where you come down and register to vote and you go home with a bag of groceries. If you're already registered, bring your neighbor who's not registered. And then you both get a bag of groceries.
But the bottom line for me is that I support Dean. I've sent him money, and I'll continue as long as he's doing well. But the bottom line for me is that it doesn't even matter. I'm going to vote for Donald Duck.
Ah, you're going to vote for Donald Duck. So
if
there
it's
one
over
vote...
Bush. Bottom line is get Bush out of that freaking office. Oh, well.
That's right. Well, thank you, Diane. Thank you very much. We finally got a Dean supporter here. And now, was Dean popular in Vermont? I guess he was. He ran a few times.
You know what? He was like milquetoast. He was like there, but he wasn't a great big thing up here. He was like, he pissed us off. Oh, I shouldn't talk like that. He made us upset sometimes. He stuck his foot in his mouth all the time. And then he'd come out and he'd figure it out. But no, he's been a great governor. I mean, he's just been in the background.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your call. It's always a pleasure to hear you, or at least it was tonight. So keep warm up there in Vermont. I know it gets cold in the winter. So Gary writes on the Internet. He said, the Internet is the only vehicle to get politics back to the way it once was. TV, newspapers, and some radio, not this one, have succumbed to corporate pressure. That is so true. The phone number here is 800-825-5937, 1-800-825-5937. My name is Curtis Ellis. Hear from Mike Malloy. Mike's taking the night off. I think he's out there partying away or something. Now, you can also, if you don't want to call, if you're shy about calling and telling me which candidate you support, you can send me an email at fasttalkradio.com. Now, Mr. Dave, known as IMAC Mafia, he sent me an email. He voted for Kucinich in the move-on primary. And Friday afternoon, during some anti-war demonstrations here in Bellingham, Washington, I found the local Kucinich team signing people up to support him with yard signs, money and labor. I signed up as a Kucinich volunteer, and I hope other Democrats will also sign up to volunteer for their own candidate. If you can't give money, give some time. My real worry is whether Democrats can pull together. Some people are saying that if Kucinich isn't nominated by the Democratic Party as their candidate, they'll split the party and either vote green or will just stay home and not vote at all. That's exactly what Bush, Ashcroft, and Karl Rove love to see. If the Democrats split, Bush wins. Ralph Nader today, this is not the IMAC Mafia talking anymore. This is me, Curtis Ellis, talking, reporting that Mr. Ralph Nader today said he is seriously considering running in the year 2004. Now, consider that Ralph Nader was getting campaign contributions from Republicans in the last election. He may take some more of that Republican money and run again. Raymond in Michigan has called in. My question to everyone tonight, what candidate are you for, why, and could anything change your mind?
Well, right now I'm not going for any of the named candidates. I'm looking at General Wesley Clark,
I am so glad you called.
There's three main reasons why I'm going down this road, because I think it'll be till this fall before things really gel. But one, I think he has the skills, the training, all that kind of background to be effective in the office, number one. Number two, I think he's sensitive to progressive values, and we don't know exactly just to what degree. And number three is I think that he can appeal to the broadest base of the electorate, in that I think he could appeal to the Democratic Party people that exist now.
Okay, hold on. Hold your
independence, and I think
hold your thought there, Raymond. Hold your thought. I want to continue this on the other side. Number is 800-825-5937. Curtis Ellis here with you.
Do you want to own a computer but have less than perfect credit? Bad credit? No credit? No problem. If you have a checking or savings account and can afford a payment of as little as $35 a week for just 12 months, Blue Hippo Funding says you're approved. Guaranteed. You heard right. You're approved for a brand new name brand computer. Call 1-800-823-0157 right now. If you can afford a payment of as little as $35 a week for just 12 months and have a checking or savings account, you're already approved. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-823-0157 right now and tell us where you want your brand new name brand computer delivered. If you can afford $35 a week for just 12 months and have a checking or savings account, your brand new state-of-the-art PC will be on its way. Guaranteed. Bad credit, no problem. Blue Hippo Funding says you're approved for the computer of your dreams. Guaranteed. Call right now, 1-800-823-0157.
Right now, it's nighttime. You're starving, and there are people at Denny's just like you. Except for one thing. See, they're not starving. They just ordered a plate of steamy little mini burgers. Oh, here comes a big plate of hot, zesty nachos. Mmm! You know, there's one more difference between you and them. Yeah, see, they're having fun. Denny's, a good place to sit and eat.
Hello, Dental Group. Ms. Cole? Sounds like a nasty toothache. Aren't you on vacation?
Camping.
Well, for temporary relief until you see the dentist, get maximum strength Ambisol.
Ambisol?
The same pain reliever in the same strength the dentist rubs on gums to start relieving pain on contact.
Oh, really?
You can't get stronger pain relief without a prescription. Use only as directed.
Ambisol?
Yes, Ms. Cole. Maximum strength Ambisol. Dentist strong, so the pain is gone.
Sherwood Baylert is a member of Congress and, despite that, not a bad guy. He's a New York Republican who's been in the House for more than 20 years, and he loves the place. Fine. It's said that some people who muck manure for a living come to love the smell, so everyone to their own taste. But I thought Sherwood had been sniffing the congressional perfumes a bit too deeply when he recently declared that the House is, quote, the one institution in the whole wide world that's the personification of this great democracy of ours. Democracy? The great majority of Americans are factory workers, clerks, cab drivers, dirt farmers, teachers, Main Street merchants, programmers, waitresses, healthcare workers, and the like. How many of them serve in Congress, or are even marginally represented by those who serve there? About 70% of Americans make less than $50,000 a year. How many of our Congress critters go to Washington from such an income perspective? Indeed, the U.S. Public Interest Research Group reports that nearly half of the newly elected members of Congress are millionaires, which 99.5% of Americans are not. And if the House is so representative of our people, why didn't we get a pay raise 4 of the last 5 years as they gave themselves? Why don't we have top-flight health coverage paid for by taxpayers as they do? Why don't we get golden no-worry pensions as they do? Phil Graham is one example of congressional apartness from the rest of America. The Texas senator who just retired opposed any government program to help regular folks while he slavishly served the corporate powers that financed his elections. He became a millionaire while in office. And now that he's out, we the people will send him a retirement check of $78,534 every year. He'll get more doing nothing than 80% of us will make working day in and day out. This is Jim Hightower saying, that's the personification of plutocracy, not of democracy.
We're back. It's the Mike Malloy Show with special guest host Curtis Ellis.
And the phone number here is 800-825-5937. You can weigh in on which candidate you are supporting, or at least supporting for the moment. Maybe something will change your mind. Miller emailed fasttalkradio@yahoo.com. Both my sister and myself voted for Kucinich. We've both sent him checks, and I've sent him money via the Internet, and will again. He said he would do away with NAFTA, have a one-pay health care system, and do away with Bush's tax cuts for the rich. Who else would anyone want? Well, Raymond in Michigan is on the phone. He wants General Wesley Clark, the former Supreme Commander of Europe, Supreme Commander in NATO, I believe it was, in Europe, an old friend of Bill Clinton's going back to the Arkansas days. Wesley Clark has not declared himself an official candidate yet, but a lot of people are very impressed with Clark and thinks that he's got the savvy, the good military background, and if he can claw his way to the top and in that sandbox, he can certainly take on George Bush in the dirty street fight we call national politics. Is that why you're supporting him, Raymond?
Well, yes. That's, right down the road that I'm going. I'm thinking that the most important issue that we have to do here is we need a leader who can work in a from the perspective of that the government and institutions are for people, and that we don't need to be a warmonger in the world, and we need somebody who can win. And I was saying before the break is I think he would have enough cross appeal to pull Republicans over and to make a solid majority. And I think that's what you need to do, is you need to have a candidate who can reasonably support the needs of all the people in the country, and some of those people are Republicans.
Yeah, now, there's a neighbor of mine down the street here in Manhattan. He's an artist. He's been renovating his own house. That's all beside the point. We just have these long discussions about how this country is just going down the tube, thanks to Bush. And he is supporting Wesley Clark. He says that Dean and Kucinich do not stand a chance of getting elected. He believes that the Bush people, with their dirty tricks and their smear campaigns, will just make mincemeat out of Dean, out of Kucinich, that the only guy that stands a chance to is Wesley Clark that could stand up to this. Now, Gary from someplace emailed fasttalkradio@yahoo.com and said, don't worry about that skinny little kid Kucinich. He took on one of the nastiest cities in the country when he was a kid. He's forgotten more about politics than most of these old so-called veterans. He can run with the big dogs. But I honestly have my doubts. I mean, this is a very nasty crew in Washington.
Well, look what happened to a couple of these extreme elections, like McGovern and Goldwater on the other side. I mean, what we end up getting extreme situations, and you get lopsided elections. I think a leader needs to be, the people are first, and then institutions like government and corporations, I mean, they really are there to support the people in the world, so to speak. But by the same token, you need somebody who can, like you say, get up and really take these people head to head and have a policy and project the confidence to the greater majority of people. I think that's what happens is some of the extreme positions or people who seem extreme are because people are afraid that if this is what they're hearing, they might go too far the other way or something like that.
Yeah.
So,
well, Margie writes in to fasttalkradio@yahoo.com, I would love to see a Graham Kucinich ticket, but if General Clark declares which party he belongs to, I would change over to him. A Clark-Graham ticket would definitely get my vote. Now, some people have talked about a Clark-Kerry ticket or a Kerry-Clark ticket. We are having our own little online on-air primary here. Thanks so much for calling, Raymond. Our phone
I just want to throw one more quick comment.
Well, hold on. Okay, hold on. We'll let you throw that in on the other side of this little news update we're coming up on. The number here is 800-825-5937. My name is Curtis Ellis. We'll be taking more of your calls and reading your email.
Right now, it's nighttime. You're starving, and there are people at Denny's just like you. Except for one thing. See, they're not starving. They just ordered a plate of steamy little mini burgers. Oh, here comes a big plate of hot, zesty nachos. Mmm! You know, there's one more difference between you and them. Yeah, see, they're having fun. Denny's, a good place to sit and eat.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show, 9 p.m. till midnight, Eastern Time, Monday through Friday on IE America Radio Network.
An online database meant for scientists has become a popular resource for anglers, divers, and students. I'm Steve Pomplin for Earthwatch Radio. Pick a fish, any fish, and you can find out all about it on the web. A site called FishBase provides information on every known species, including natural histories and current populations. Daniel Pauly started the database to help fisheries managers, but the effort kept growing until Pauly and his colleagues at the University of British Columbia had turned the technical database into an accessible web resource.
We ended up having covered all the fish in the world, 27,000 species. So here we have a database which provides biological information, pictures, all kind of information about all fish of the world. And it turned out that far more people were interested in it than we initially anticipated. And our most common user now is a U.S. school kid who uses it to do homework.
FishBase contains thousands of reports, maps, and pictures. It includes information useful to non-scientists, including anglers and recreational divers. Pauly says a key to making FishBase accessible was to include common names. He says scientific jargon had been the biggest barrier to everyday users.
So if you wanted information about cod, you had to know the scientific name Gadus morua. But in the meantime, we have put, 130,000 common names in the 200 languages. And so people access the information through the common names, which is what they know. And so it has become very popular with regular folks.
You can find the database on the web at www.fishbase.org. Earthwatch Radio is a service of the Gaylord Nelson Institute and the Sea Grant Program at the University of Wisconsin.
Anaconda.
Budgie.
Camel.
Dick-dick.
Emu.
Frog.
Gopher.
Hyena.
Iguana.
Jaguar.
Cuda mundi.
Llama.
Minx.
Animal
Narwhal.
Talk. We talk about what you do to your animals and what your animals do to you. Mark, Donna, and Dr. Brad answer all your animal questions from A to Z. Sunday nights on IE America Radio Network. Penguin.
Whale.
Rooster.
Seal.
Tortoise.
Vampire bat.
Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
It's the Mike Malloy Show with special guest host Curtis Ellis.
Yeah, the phone number is 1-800-825-5937. Call in now and register your vote. You can also register over the internet, fasttalkradio@yahoo.com. We're having our own on-air primary to complement the online primary, which Dr. Howard Dean won on moveon.org. He also won the fundraising sweepstakes with $9 million, most of that raised over the internet. I have two questions, at least. One of which candidate are you for? Why? Are you for that candidate? The other question is, do you think the internet can overcome the huge money advantage and the huge media advantage that George Bush and his juggernaut are amassing? They're going to raise $500 squillion in the next 20 seconds. And you know how they're going to spend that. Man, maybe it'll just turn into total overkill. Maybe these people will have so much money, they're going to be spending and buying ads everywhere. You're not going to be able to turn anywhere without seeing a George Bush ad in this next election. Maybe they'll do that, and people will become so sick of seeing George Bush's face and seeing him landing on that aircraft carrier, they're just going to vote for somebody else. But I'll tell you, these people are pretty savvy. They'll probably just take that money and stick it in the bank. They won't spend it. They'll take it home with them. Mr. Cheney will take it to his undisclosed location. He'll take fill the bathtub with it and take a bath in it. Who knows? It'll be like, or it could be that they will just go so over the top with their ads. There'll be a Bush flyer under every windshield wiper, a Bush bumper sticker on every bumper. It'll be a lawn sign even where there isn't a lawn. There'll be more Bush ads than there were flags in the flag factory when his father ran for president. Who knows? So the number is 1-800-825-5937. Raymond from Michigan is for Wesley Clark, who did not register a single vote in the MoveOn.org primary. And you had one more thought. You wanted to plug your candidate one more time, and I'm going
to
let you do that.
I want to move on to another thought, but I wouldn't say
okay, that. That's great. Go ahead. Move on to another thought.
Okay. What I wanted to say is that they might have the money right now, but it's very important to get into the local political process, your local committee or whatever it is, and get involved and knock doors, because what wins in the end is the votes. And if
that's
you can
right.
do it by the grassroots, we need it for the presidential candidate, and people need to consider who they're sending to Congress, because you send a president, you got to send support with him, and it takes a Congress that will work with the president. So get out and participate and bring your neighbors to the polls.
That's right, man.
That's the way to work it.
It's not just the White House. I tell you, if we want change in this country, we're going to have to get the both houses of Congress as well. We're going to have to get the House of Representatives and the Senate, and then we're going to have to get an exterminator in, and we're going to have to fumigate the federal bench, because these people have lifetime jobs on the federal bench. I don't know how you get rid of them. We're going to have to fumigate the place and make them all want to go work someplace else. You know, it's like, oh, I'm tired of smelling this roach spray. I'm tired of this lice powder. I'm going to go work someplace else. But, yeah, you're right. I mean, it's got to be more. The Democrats or whoever have got to think big. They can't just say, well, I think we can win the White House. So. Anyway, thanks for calling. You're absolutely right. People got to get involved. Here is Mark, who emailed fasttalkradio@yahoo.com. He said he has donated 7 times since January. He's not involved in the local meetups, which have grown in... No, he is involved. I am involved in the local meetups, which have grown each month. Howard Dean has never lost a political race, and he does not plan to lose this one. Can he stand up to the Bush Dirty Tricks Department? You know those people are ruthless. They're going to get a bunch of those congressional staffers and have a riot the way they did in Florida. Is Dean a street fighter, or does he have a glass jaw? Is he going to fold when the going gets tough? Lynn in Buffalo, thank you for calling 1-800-825-5937. Who are you backing?
Oh, Howard Dean. I was just trying to email you. I couldn't get the fast talk. I was fasttalkradio@yahoo.com. I was trying to get my vote in.
but you just did. You're voting on the air. That's fine.
Yeah, I do, because I also have a concern. I watch Washington Journal every single morning. I wake up right on time to watch it. I have to watch it.
Uh-huh.
It seems to me that people are confused. They think that Dennis Kucinich is a Green Party, running for the Green Party now and in a way, I wish he would just sort of get out, because I think that Howard Dean has the best chance of winning. And I think verbally, Bush is like stumbles over his words. He can't say, you know, a couple sentences straight. And Howard Dean, if you notice, he's really verbally, he's very articulate. And
he is.
I think in that way he can look like a lot smarter, because once you see somebody bumbling over their words and another person isn't, that's almost an, you don't really have to know a lot about politics, right? Because he's going to look
stupid. That's right.
You know?
Now, I'll tell you, I remember when Dennis Kucinich was mayor of Cleveland when he ran. He was like the boy mayor. I think he was 17 years old, and he won.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And Cleveland, I'll tell you, there's a soft spot in my heart for Cleveland. That is one wacky little town. The first guy I worked for in radio was from Cleveland, one of the greatest talk show hosts ever, Mr. Gary D. And he became he was a legend in Cleveland. He taught me everything I know, which is kind of scary about this business. It's a very iconoclastic town. There's a lot of strange people. It's a working class town, but they're very independent thinkers. But I just don't think Kucinich has a Chinaman's chance.
I don't either. I'm so glad to hear that.
I really don't. I mean, and part of it, it's terrible to say this, he just doesn't look right. You know?
Thank you. Oh my God, I've been saying that. I'm glad you said that.
He doesn't have the right look. In another era, it wouldn't matter. And in Cleveland, it doesn't matter. But we're living in television time now. We are in weird virtual reality here.
You are so right.
Central Casting. If I called Central Casting and said, send me a presidential candidate, they wouldn't send a guy that looks like Dennis Kucinich.
You are so right. You're the first person who said that. Everyone else goes, well, it doesn't matter. I go, yes, it does.
It does matter. I wish it didn't. I really wish it didn't,
but it does. The guys try and admit it doesn't. I said, listen, I said, look at Clinton. I said, look at Gore. I said, you got to get the woman vote out there. You're not going to get no women. Listen, if I saw Dennis Kucinich with an ad in the paper, I wouldn't even go out with him, okay?
Oh my God.
I wouldn't even answer the ad, you know what I mean? He's just like, I wouldn't even go out with him. I wouldn't even care who he was. I'd be like, no way. I'd run out of the restaurant or something. You know, blind date.
How could I vote
for someone like that, really, you know?
Blind date with Dennis Kucinich, it ain't going to happen.
You know, but even if I saw someone like him, I'd run out. Even if, you know what I mean? It just wouldn't. It couldn't. And I don't think women look at him and they go, yikes, you know?
Well, I don't know. You know, I mean, we had a few women voters on the poll here that voted for Kucinich. I've got, now here's Michael. He emailed Fast Talk Radio. He said he voted for Dean in the MoveOn.org poll. I'm not certain he can win, but I am certain that in a debate with Bush, he would mop up the floor with the rotten little SOB.
Exactly.
I also will vote for Donald Duck if he's running against too stupid to be president. Now, I'm one of those yellow dog Democrats. You know what a yellow dog Democrat is? It's an old Southern expression that I would vote for a yellow dog if he was running on the Democratic ticket.
I'm in Buffalo right near Canada, so we don't hear much anything Southern, really.
Yeah. Are you going to join Dean's dirty tricks department? Is he going to have a dirty tricks department, man? He's got to go up against these brass knuckle street fighters in the Bush team. He's going to have to be ready for some real whooping. Because I think, you know, this is what some people say, that they just think that Dean is going to fold. He's going to take a couple of blows to the body. It's going to be like Sonny Liston in the fight ring.
I really don't think so. I think Bush is going to do himself, and he's going to fumble over his own words. He's going to fumble all over himself. He went on that aircraft carrier. I never saw it, but I have heard about 1,000 references to it, and everybody disgusted with it. So I feel like he's going to stick his foot in his mouth again, you know, somewhere along the line, or, you know, has head up his butt or whatever you want to call it.
Well, I think if these casualties, if the bodies keep piling up in Iraq, I think Bush is going to have a real problem.
Yeah, I do too. Especially, like, I had heard from different radio, shortwave radio, that they have fighters moving in what they described as a porous borders of Iraq from all over the Middle East and Southeast Asia, Southwest Asia, excuse me. And there were a lot of Muslim fighters coming in there, and I heard that about a month and maybe 6 months.
Oh, man, they're all coming there. It's like Woodstock. I tell you, Iraq is going to be Woodstock for the crazy Muslim Let's Kill Americans set.
Exactly.
They're going to have a party there. They're going to be coming in. It's like, hey, gang, take some of the brown acid and kill an American. This is going to be Mujahideen Woodstock.
Let's
move on. Thanks so much, Lynn. It's great hearing you.
And keep you up. Too. I was surprised I turned the show on, and then I heard you once, and I never heard you before, and I really... really, really enjoy your show. I don't want to say it's better because I don't want to get like Michael never.
You don't want to get on Mike's wrong side, man, because he is a street fighter too. He'll come up, he'll walk all the way up to Buffalo from Atlanta, and he'll get you. Mike's a good guy. We love Mike, and he'll be back tomorrow. And it's always great to hear you. And your check is in the mail for that. I like Dennis too. He was the mayor of the city that gave us Gary D. And anybody who's a friend of Gary is. Yeah.
Dennis,
well, let's move on. I got to move on because I got somebody who's sitting on a mobile phone, and you know they're paying by the minute. So, Gizmo, I really appreciate you calling in from the road, and let's hear who you are backing.
Well, I'm backing Kucinich, but let me ask you something.
Yeah.
Saying that he wouldn't have a Chinaman's chance, does that mean he wouldn't vote for a Chinaman?
I know. That's a totally incorrect thing I said. I know that, and I said it purposely.
Well, I was just wondering, because I'm a Chinaman. I had a little half-assed candidacy running myself, so I would assume I wouldn't get your vote.
No, you would. You would. But, you know, I think that it's a terribly racist thing I said, and I should apologize to you and all Chinese people out there.
I do know. Let me say that I do know that you really said it off the cuff and that you didn't mean anything by it.
So, I didn't mean anything.
I would vote Kucinich. Kucinich has got... believes almost everything that I believe in, except he doesn't have a strong energy policy, as far as I'm concerned, for America. But he's only got two strikes against him, as far as I'm concerned, and that's the fact that he's from Ohio, and the other one is that he didn't have any military service.
What do you have against Ohio?
They don't like truckers there. They
truckers
there at all.
Yeah, that's
but anyway,
right.
Anyway, I appreciate you showing it, and I just wanted to bring that up and say that I knew you said it off the cuff, but I just couldn't.
It's an archaic expression. It's an old archaic expression, and that's, you know, but it is totally. It's kind of racist, I guess. I guess I should say he doesn't have a snowball's chance in hell.
There
and then somebody's going to call up
because
and say, "I'm a snowball."
Because that was the name of my election committee, the Snowball Chance in Hell.
Oh, okay, great.
Okay, well, you have a good rest of the night.
You too. Thank you so much. And now, we take care, Gizmo. Always great to hear from you. Now, Kat in Seattle, she emailed me again. She said she voted for Kucinich because I wanted to send a message to the DNC, DLC to push the issues much more to the right. And then she says her hair turned plaid. I don't know what you're talking about. But Kat, you know, I used to have a girlfriend named Kat. So whatever you send me, I'll probably end up reading, even if I don't understand what it means. Now, CW is calling from Mississippi. Mississippi is one of my favorite places in the world. There ain't no place else like it, that Magnolia State. CW, where are you in Mississippi?
I'm in Waveland, Mississippi. We got a tropical storm coming through here right now.
Oh, my gosh. I spent a lot of time up in the Delta, up around Clarksdale.
Yeah.
I went on a dove hunt out there on the Stovall Plantation. I tell you, nothing like little barbecued dove. They take the dove breast, wrap it in bacon, and I'm making all the vegans turn green right now. So anyway.
never had it. I have to try it one of these days.
Yeah, the dove season is in April. I believe it's the first season that opens up. So what candidate are you behind? Or
okay, well, I'm behind Kucinich. See, I have to take a difference here with you and the lady that was on before Gizmo, because you know, your reality is, you know, Kucinich. See, here's the shame. I've got a friend down here with me who we believe in Kucinich big time, and I told her, and I was sad that I felt this way. But I told her, I said, you know, the thing that's going to hurt him is his looks, because to me, she had never seen him, and I said, if you look at him, he looks a lot like Bob Denver, Gilligan. Okay?
He does. Oh.
All right, the thing is, see, that's sad. That's, I mean, you guys are laughing, and I understand, and I'm not far off from you, but, you know, Dean, on the other hand, okay, Dean is a leader. Dean could get it done. Dean could beat Bush if he had Kucinich as his running mate. I think that the two of them could just change this country, send it in a direction it needs to be in. Kucinich is really, in my opinion, He's the one who needs to be in there. But like you said, see, this country is still not ready to just take the jump. Kucinich stands for, if you listen to Malloy, he's behind Kucinich 1,000%. Kucinich is what this country needs to be. Kucinich is what every person, as far as I'm concerned, should represent in this country. We'd send people like Bush and this lousy Cheney just back to hell where they belong. You know?
Yeah.
And
I'm just concerned that, I mean, I believe I'm the biggest believer that television is the problem. Television is the biggest problem we have in this country right now. And everybody, you live and die by the tube. And
not television. I mean, the television is just that. The television is a tube, okay? Right now, look, we're listening. People, what we need to do is find a way to take what we're doing right now, me and you this minute, and everybody that's listening to this show, and make this the medium. I don't know how. But this is my, you know, I don't know how to get it there. But this is the medium. Yeah, television, it runs this country now. It's
and Kucinich doesn't look good on television, so
right.
People aren't going to vote for him.
Yeah,
though and that is just the reality. I'm sorry,
but we do have
to find a way to change it. It is very sad, and there's got to be a change.
Maybe here's the way to change it.
All right.
Just listen real quick. Maybe here's the way to change it. Let this country go through another 4 years of George Bush and then even though this woman wants Kucinich and even though everybody's giggling up this business, let that woman see just how ugly Dennis Kucinich is 6 years from now.
Well, thank you, CW. That is a scary thought because I can't imagine how ugly this country would be after 4 more years of these policies. We're all going to be sharecroppers in Mississippi. We're going to be down in the Delta with a short hoe bent over working for the man. The number is 800-825-5937. I want to hear what you think.
Right now, it's nighttime. You're starving and there are people at Denny's just like you. Except for one thing. See, they're not starving. They just ordered a plate of steamy little mini burgers. Oh, here comes a big plate of hot, zesty nachos. Mmm! You know, there's one more difference between you and them. Yeah, see, they're having fun. Denny's, a good place to sit and eat.
Wouldn't it be great if you could get everything you need for successful estate planning in one package? Well, now you can. The new Master Estate Kit offers a collection of legal power that would cost you $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you get. First, a legal will kit, one praised by nearly 500,000 buyers. Second, a living will kit that assures your wishes will be followed in case of an irreversible injury or illness. And third, a power of attorney kit that includes all the required forms. Order today and we'll include the new Family Legal Guide. It answers all your questions about small claims court, landlord agreements, personal bankruptcy, and much more. An $80 value, the complete Master Estate Kit costs only $39.95. For immediate delivery of the Master Estate Kit and your free family legal guide, call 1-800-221-0393. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Every kit carries an unlimited money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-221-0393 now. That's 1-800-221-0393.
Attention all plaintiffs. If personal injury, medical malpractice, accident, or other disaster has left you helpless and desperate, call now 800-586-5493 and receive up to $50,000 instant cash assistance. Express lawsuit funding provides no risk, no payments needed cash to people with pending lawsuits. The money is yours until your case settles. You pay nothing. We only collect when your lawsuit settles. Call us now. 800-586-5493. Your lawsuit has merit, and the cash is yours to do with whatever you need. Take care of living expenses, credit cards, car payments. No payments needed until your case settles. No employment requirements. No credit checks. Call now. 800-586-5493. Your cash is waiting for your call. Express Lawsuit Funding is waiting to help you. Call 800-586-5493.
Show. According to Abbas,
Immediately after Bush promised to speak with Sharon about the siege on Arafat, Bush said, quote, God told me to strike at Al-Qaeda, and I struck them. And then God instructed me to strike at Saddam, which I did. When God specifically whispers in someone's ear, I want you to go kill those people, and they go ahead and kill somebody, what do we do with those folks? We arrest them, they are jailed, in some instances, executed. We immediately identify them as crazy. You know, Ashcroft is going to say,
wait a second, George. God has been talking to me. God told me. Not you. God told me. These people are crazy.
They're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha.
The Mike Malloy Show, Monday through Friday, from 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Standard Time on IE America Radio Network.
So they're coming to take me away.
Place to be for entertaining weekend programming is IE America Radio Network. The Doug Steff and Talk Radio Countdown on Saturday mornings features the top 10 stories and issues in talk radio across the USA, followed by the Bobby Likas Car Clinic. If it has to do with your vehicle, Bobby Likas will tell you how to fix it the right way. The home improvement experts and Home Improvement USA will answer your home fix-up questions. And if you like antiques, you'll love Antique Talk with Christopher Kent. Pet owners, you can ask your questions about your loving pets during Talking Pets with John Patch. Sunday mornings begin with the best of Doug Steffen's Talk Radio Countdown, followed by the employee's lawyer, Stephen Sack. For you high-tech wizards, Into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline will keep you informed with the latest news on today's technology. Ramblin' with Ramsey will update you on the hot vacation spots around the world. Then the real animals come out during the live Sunday evening call-in show, Animal Talk.
It's a cross between Wild Kingdom and Saturday Night Live.
Mark Hannes, Dr. Brad Davis, and Donna Blumba will answer listeners' questions about pets from fish to feline. To get these programs, call 1-800-397-8255. For now, listen to us live on the web at ieamericaradio.com.
We're back. It's the Mike Malloy Show with special guest host Curtis Ellis.
Yeah, I just got back from my dove hunt in Mississippi, and I'm going to eat a dove. Drive all you peaceniks crazy. I'm going to eat that dove. The phone number here is 800-825-5937. We're having our on-air primary, wondering who can beat the Bushies, because I imagine I'm beating the Bush to find a candidate who can beat the Bush. That's what we're doing here. I'd like to know who you think is going to do it, because I imagine you're only backing a candidate if you think they can win, right? I mean, unless you've got some kind of self-flagellation complex or something like that. Somebody emailed fasttalkradio@yahoo.com. One of these days I'll take speech lessons. fasttalkradio@yahoo.com and says, Wesley Clark and Senator Bob Graham know where the bodies are buried. That will turn out to be more important than anyone will admit at this point. Very good point here. Idealism is rampant at the moment. When they will come back to reality, when they come back to reality, they will realize that knowing where the bodies are buried is important. And that's true. You know, Graham's on the Intelligence Committee. He's come out and said that the White House should have known better. There's stuff that they're not telling us about September 11th. And Wesley Clark, as the military man, he's got top security clearance. He does have some sources inside the government, and they might be able to pull a little blackmail scheme on this crowd in the White House. We will actually tell the American people what was going on. Because, you know, the Clintons, they knew that Al-Qaeda was a huge, big threat. But when this new mob took over in Washington, they forgot about Al-Qaeda. They were more concerned about pot growers and medical marijuana smokers and the axis of evil in North Korea. So maybe Mr. Wesley Clark and Mr. Graham might have some embarrassing material that will just go right through George Bush like Sonny Liston's hook. The phone number is 800-825-5937. Kate in Illinois, you have been very patient, and I would love to hear who you think is the person to take back the White House.
Oh, I think it's Dennis Kucinich.
You really think he can win, huh?
Well, I'm not sure, but I'll tell you what. I'm idealistic enough to vote for the candidate that is in line with my positions. And I think to sit there and say that he can't win because of the way he looks is what's gotten this country into trouble.
I agree with you, but that's where we are now, and we got to get out of it. And we'll have more of your votes. I thank you so much for the call. The phone number here is 800-825-5937. I'm Curtis Ellis. You can also email me at fasttalkradio@yahoo.com. We're going to have more of this little primary, and then we're going to have our meeting of Confusniks Anonymous. But don't go away. We got more fun and games here.
That Doug made his confession that he used hair color.
Yeah, yes, I wasn't expecting to make it the treatise of the last month. Aren't you guys sweet?
I would recommend sticking with one color, however. Each month you'd have
I want to see you try the afro stuff.
Yeah, right. I'm going to do that.
I decided that it is not the color of the hair, but the head that it stuck to that's important.
Doug Stephan's Good Day.
On the IE America Radio Network.
Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
America Radio Network News. I'm Darren Copeland. A member of Congress says he's come up with a plan to end North Korea's suspected nuclear weapons program. Pennsylvania Republican Kurt Weldon wants the U.S. to sign a one-year non-aggression pact with Pyongyang, as well as pay them up to $5 billion a year in aid. In exchange, the communist country would have to stop its atomic weapons and research programs, allow full inspections, and rejoin the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. The 10-point plan would require the participation of the U.S. and the North, as well as South Korea, Japan, China, and Russia. Weldon's idea comes 1 month after he led a 6-member team of lawmakers on a visit to Pyongyang. A plan to upgrade and improve the nation's aviation system is behind schedule and billions of dollars over budget. A new audit from the Transportation Department has given the FAA a failing grade when it comes to managing contracts designed to modernize the nation's air traffic control system. Inspector General Kenneth Mead examined 20 projects and found 14 with overrun budgets and 13 that were years behind schedule. The contracts involve plans to develop satellite navigation technology, advanced weather systems for air traffic controllers, and measures to prevent collisions on runways.
If you're losing your hair, then I have great news for you. Now you can have twice as much hair within 90 days, guaranteed. Announcing Hair Advantage, the world's most advanced hair regrowth system that will reverse baldness, fill in embarrassing bald spots, and regrow up to twice as much new hair, guaranteed. The secret of Hair Advantage lies in a recent medical discovery that showed 95% of all hair loss was due to the body's overproduction of DHT. Hair Advantage stops DHT from attacking your hair follicle as it starts regrowing new hair in balding areas. Hair Advantage contains a patented active ingredient that was approved by the FDA for hair regrowth. In clinical studies, the majority of people regrew their hair, with almost half experiencing dense hair regrowth. So call now for your risk-free trial, and you can have twice as much hair within 90 days, guaranteed. Hair Advantage is safe, clinically proven, and effective on virtually everyone. Call toll-free 1-800-213-4495. That's 1-800-213-4495. 1-800-213-4495.
Tonight at midnight, more than 2,000 area janitors could be walking the streets of Denver instead of cleaning floors. Labor negotiations resume this morning, but late this afternoon, the janitors are scheduled to vote on whether they should go on strike. Valerie Alzaga of Janitors for Justice says the issues of pay and benefits are creating a wide gulf between the janitors and companies contracted to clean office buildings downtown and in the tech center.
It's important to win livable wages and family health care.
The cleaning companies say decreased occupancy rates in the buildings they service won't allow them to afford janitors' pay hikes and health care. Alzaga claims these companies are making a profit in part by paying the janitors as little as $8 an hour. The janitors are represented by the Service Employees International Union. For reasons yet unknown, rap mogul Marion Suge Knight has been arrested again. This latest run-in with the law happened Friday night when the Death Row Records founder was taken into custody for allegedly violating his parole. The Los Angeles Times reports Knight is being held without bail pending a court hearing. Knight spent 61 days in jail earlier this year for violating his parole by associating with known gang members. Knight's attorney said he had received no information from law enforcement officials regarding why Knight was arrested this time.
Right now, it's nighttime. You're starving and there are people at Denny's just like you. Except for one thing. See, they're not starving. They just ordered a plate of steamy little mini burgers. Oh, here comes a big plate of hot zesty nachos. Mmm! You know, there's one more difference between you and them. Yeah, see, they're having fun. Denny's, a good place to sit and eat.
The war on terrorism is not coming to an end anytime soon. That's according to Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld. During today's Pentagon briefing, Rumsfeld announced Iraq has been liberated, but that doesn't mean the war is over.
The liberation of Iraq is complete. The regime has been removed from power and will not be permitted to return. But our war with terrorists in Iraq, Afghanistan, and across the globe continues. It will not be over anytime soon.
Rumsfeld reminds the country that transition into democracy is never easy. He says coalition troops are dealing with remnants of terrorist groups, including the Ba'ath Party. Stocks struggle today. Figures show a last-minute flurry of selling that sent the Dow Jones Industrial Average down 3 points to 89.85. The Nasdaq finished down 2 to 16.22. The S&P 500 was down a point to 9.74. I'm Darren Copeland, and this is IE America Radio Network News.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Think of your favorite child. Now think of your favorite child again in your car. What can you do to ensure that child will live to become a favorite adult? When I come back, I'll tell you.
Doug is frugal.
Well, money doesn't grow on trees, you know.
The problem is, Doug is about to buy a used car.
Yep, and I'm going to get ripped off!
And Doug doesn't know about Carfax, which lets you check a used car's history to see if it's been in an accident, has accurate mileage, stuff like that. So you know your money's well spent.
So I might save thousands?
Exactly, Doug. Just go to CARFAX.com or ask your dealer for a Carfax vehicle history report.
Hey, how about we go halfsies on the car?
How about nunsies?
How about sumsies?
No. Carfax, the truth about used cars.
How do you protect your most precious cargo? Safety seats, which reduce infant death risk by 69% and toddler by 47%. Infant seats from birth to 1 year should be installed rear-facing in the back seat. These often convert to front-facing for toddlers under 4 years and 40 pounds. Booster seats are suitable for children 4 to 8. But not until a child is over 80 pounds and 8 years old are regular seat belts proper restraints. Whatever their age, when you think of your favorite children, picture them buckled up, then do it. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network. Right now, Mike Malloy.
With special guest host Curtis Ellis.
But gang, I ain't half as special as you are. You, the people. We, the people. That's the way it works here on the Mike Malloy Show. Just call in 1-800-825-5937 and you can be part of the conversation. I love this show. This is like the best audience and it is so much fun to be doing a radio show at night again. I used to do a show at 3 in the morning, and I'd turn all the lights out in the studio and light a candle and sit there and talk to everybody in the dark. And it's just so cool. And that's what I'm doing here now. I'm broadcasting from my home in Manhattan in the East Village on East 9th Street, where everybody looks like Dennis Kucinich, except they have tattoos all over them, too. Got these skinny little people with tattoos and whatnot. I'm just making this up. I'll tell you, I have stirred up a hornet's nest. We are having our little on-air primary. I mean, we're not quite MoveOn.org. They had their primary. 10 zillion people cast their votes, and we had Mr. Dean, or I should say Dr. Dean. He paid a lot for that doctorate. He paid a lot of money to become an MD. Dr. Dean got 43% of the vote, 139,360 votes, 43% of the votes. He came in first. Dennis Kucinich came in second with 76,000 votes. He got 23% of the votes. Senator Good Hair Kerry, he got 15% of the vote, 49,073. Al Sharpton got 6,095 votes. He didn't do too good. Al Sharpton. I don't know. I should have had the process hair vote is not very big on the internet. That's all I can tell you. So I want to know who you stand for, what candidate, why. And I opened my mouth and I said that Dennis Kucinich, I just don't think Dennis Kucinich can win because he doesn't look right. And so somebody, Lee or Sinagro from North Dakota, emailed me at fasttalkradio@yahoo.com, and he said, it's sad that there are some people who think his looks are more important than what he stands for. I think Sinagro is talking about me. Sinagro, you're calling me sad? Are you saying it's sad? Well, I'll tell you what. I think it's very important what Mr. Kucinich stands for, and I happen to agree with what he stands for. But I would vote for a yellow dog before I would vote for George Bush. I want to see George Bush out of office. I think George Bush is a phony. He is a liar. He's a dry drunk. This guy's got issues that need tissues. He's everything bad. He is lower than low. He's a yellow-bellied scum-sucking dog, as far as I'm concerned. But the American people are ruled by the boob tube. And it's sad. And that is exactly what has gotten this country in the pickle that it's in, is this insidious, pernicious influence of television. But that is the reality we live in, folks. And you got to have somebody that's somewhat presentable on TV. And Dennis just, I'm sorry to say this, but I just don't think Dennis is going to pull it off in the long run. And I think when this Bush media machine with their zillions of dollars in their war chest, and they've got the entire corporate media doing their bidding, they're stenographers. It's not journalism anymore. We got stenographers out there that just copy down what the Bushies say, and then they put it out there like it's true. You still hear reports on TV of the war is over, but people are dying. Well, if the people are dying, the war ain't over. 10 people have died in combat, and 27 have died in car accidents. They're soldiers. They're in a uniform. They're in another country. They're dead. That's all that matters. They're dead. Dead, dead, dead. It's a war, okay? No, but the TV says 27 people have been killed since the war was over. I mean, come on. Anyway, so I want to know who you think is the candidate that you're backing, and if you've given any money to them. Because Howard Dean not only won the internet primary on MoveOn.org, he won the fundraising primary, and most of that money came through the internet. So my tangential question here is, do you really think the internet can help overcome the incredible advantage that the Bush money machine is going to have with their $500 squillion campaign war chest? I mean, Bush was just in New York here, and he raised like $47 million in 15 seconds. So it's kind of spooky. But there's a lot of internet connections out there, so maybe if everybody that was on the internet gave as much money to a campaign as they do to watch online porn, we'd be able to overcome the Bush advantage. So let's see. It's Mark in Santa Fe. Let's hear what you have to say. Who do you think is the man that will beat George Bush?
Well, I'm just like a lot of other people that have called up. Dennis says all the right things, And I truly believe it comes from his heart. But I think we're all missing the point of, we might not be missing the point. We're all having fun on talk radio, but I don't think that, given what they were capable of doing, and I'm going to just call myself the man of doom and gloom, sky is falling, chicken little, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, every time I call up to say this, I try to make my point without sounding like some lunatic.
Well, go ahead. You can sound like a lunatic on my show,
well, be
because next to
anyway.
Me, you won't sound as big a lunatic as me.
They took the election away. They are doing things that 10 years ago we would have never thought possible. We would have thought, well, the American people won't stand for that. And you're absolutely right. The TV has completely automatized everyone, and if anything saves us, it could have been the Internet, but they're not going to let that happen. Do you think that they can't take control of the Internet when they need to? Of course they will.
Oh, absolutely. They can just knock it out, man. There can be a virus put in the Internet that would just neutralize the whole thing, and these people would do that.
So, they would
definitely do that.
Right. So here's the solution. I don't want to call up and say gloom and doom with no solution.
Yeah,
what's
the solution?
I think everybody's on the right track as far as finding a leader. So when, and let me really sound terrible, when the ashes all settle and the smoke clears, there's somebody who we believe in, and it may not be Democrat or Republican, but we're going to at least have a name of somebody who can speak the truth. But I don't think this election is going to even work. I mean, Mike was saying that months ago, and I think he's gotten enthusiastic now about this thing. I don't think the election is going to happen, and if it does, it is going to be skewed so far over that we're all going to scratch our heads, and half the American public is going to go back to their job that keeps decreasing in wages, and the other half is going to say, wait a minute, that enough is enough, now what do we do? And that what we do is we have to have a revolution, and I keep talking this revolution thing, and I wear my suits, I do everything, I don't look like a revolution guy, but that
you don't have a Che Guevara t-shirt? Do you have a Che Guevara t-shirt?
Yeah, well, I had one, but that was back when I smoked so much pot I couldn't say the name. That was like 30 years ago, so.
All right. Man, I'll tell you. See, I'm here in the East Village in New York City. I see more of them every day. I see these kids with red T-shirts, with their Che Guevara T-shirts.
The sad thing is, I teach a domestic violence prevention. I always got to throw that in. Prevention class to kids in their 20s and, you know, up to 25, and they don't get much older than 30, so it's this whole Gen X thing. And their consciousness is not like our East Village 60s consciousness. It's just not the same. They look kind of the same. They have cool hair, and I like the earrings, and I like all the stuff. But they believe in something completely different than we did. So we shouldn't start thinking, well, here's the kids. They're going to come save us. It's not going to happen that way.
It ain't going to happen. So how is this revolution going to happen that you're lobbying for here?
Okay, well, I'm glad you asked, because I was
funny.
Thinking,
I should ask.
How could it possibly work? And at first I go to Gandhi. It's going to be some Gandhian thing.
Yeah.
The people who say, all right, enough is enough. It doesn't matter, Republican, Democrat. They're all in it with the corporations. They're all in it with the media. They're all in it with CNN. We have to just stop working. We stop doing everything. It's a giant general strike.
It's a general strike. Oh, my God, you're a communist. I love it.
Yes.
I think you're absolutely right, though. I think it's massive civil disobedience. It's massive nonviolence. That's the only thing that's going to work.
However, that's the last step.
That is not the next step. That is the last step. There's got to be a raising of consciousness. People have to know what is going on around them. They have to care. Right now, there's this apathy. And it might not even be apathy. Somebody has pointed out to me, I had this conversation just the other day, is they don't think it's apathy, it's information overload. There's like this information fog, data fog, that people are surrounded, they're bombarded with so much. It's like that Charlie's Angels movie. It's like every second there's something new being thrown at you, and it's, oh my gosh, enough already, just get away from me. I've had enough of this. And every minute, it's Lacey Peterson, it's this thing, it's that thing, it's the windshield murder, it's the kids of abducted in Florida, the other kid found after being abducted in Utah, and it's like, oh my God, just leave me alone. What's important here? And everything is just as important as the next thing, and the natural reaction is tune out. I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't know what to do. Just go to work. Just shut down.
Yeah,
reboot.
Yeah, that's what's happened.
Yeah, I think that, yeah, I do. And so maybe there has to be, we have to turn off the TV. I don't know what it is, but no, I think there is a way. And I do think, in the last hour or sometime in this, I can't even remember when I did it. I was talking to the guy from meetup.com where people were using the internet to actually talk to human beings, to actually go face to face and actually look into somebody's eyes and their face and talk to them.
Yeah, like an electronic fireside chat.
No. With meetup.com, what they do is they go on the website and they say, okay, let's meet at the corner pub, you know, or let's meet at the coffee shop. They don't just do it over the internet. They actually, you know, set a date and go to some public place, and everybody who likes Howard Dean or everybody who likes long-haired chihuahuas, they all get together and meet each other in person. It's like, wow, what a concept.
Yeah, and there's one other thing, if I can throw it in real quick.
Real quick.
Most of the people in this country have never traveled abroad. They don't understand all of the deaths, and they don't understand the deaths that we have caused as Americans through Bush, and that is something we are going to have to deal with. And
that's
it's
right.
Not going to go away what we have done now.
No, it's not. And
it's
now
not
we got
away.
Our soldiers. Now we got our soldiers sitting there in the Middle East like little tin ducks in a shooting gallery, and it's the Mujahideen Woodstock. It's a, come on down, guys, take some brown acid and kill some Americans and get even. And it's ugly, and it's going to be with us for a long, long time. And I really appreciate your call, Mark. I am so depressed now. I'm just going to, in this commercial break, I'm going to get a razor blade, and I'm going to cut my wrist.
All right. But,
okay.
I won't call for a while.
No. Call anytime,
okay.
Really. Okay.
Right.
Thank you so much. Now, let's hear who Tracy in Maryland. I'm hoping that you're going to give me some hope so I don't slash my wrist.
No, not at all. How are you?
Oh, very good.
Good.
You
good.
Sound chipper. I love to hear you. Where are you in Maryland, anyway?
I'm right outside of Washington, D.C. in Silver Spring.
Oh, great. Now, do you mind holding just a minute more? Because I want to talk to you, and we
no
got
problem.
To do a little business here. And when we come back from doing that business, I'm going to be talking to Tracy, and I'll be talking to you if you call 800-825-5937. And if you email me at fasttalkradio@yahoo.com, I will read your email on the air. My name is Curtis Ellis, and I am here for Mike Malloy tonight.
Hello, Dental Group. Ms. Cole?
Uh-huh.
Sounds like a nasty toothache. Aren't you on vacation?
Camping.
Well, for temporary relief until you see the dentist, get maximum strength Ambisol.
Ambisol?
The same pain reliever in the same strength the dentist rubs on gums to start relieving pain on contact.
Oh, really?
You can't get stronger pain relief without a prescription. Use only as directed.
Ambisol.
Yes, Miss Cole. Maximum strength Ambisol. Dentist strong, so the pain is gone.
Right now, it's nighttime. You're starving, and there are people at Denny's just like you. Except for one thing. See, they're not starving. They just ordered a plate of steamy little mini burgers. Oh, here comes a big plate of hot, zesty nachos. Mmm. You know, there's one more difference between you and them. Yeah, see, they're having fun. Denny's, a good place to sit and eat.
Now, everything you need for successful estate planning comes in one package. The new Master Estate Kit is a collection of legal power that would cost you $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you'll get. First, a legal will kit, one praised by nearly 500,000 buyers. Second, a living will kit that assures your wishes will be followed in case of an irreversible injury or illness. And third, a power of attorney kit that includes all the required forms. Order today and we'll include the new Family Legal Guide. It answers all your questions about small claims, court, landlord agreements, personal bankruptcy, and much more. An $80 value, the complete Master Estate Kit costs only $39.95. For immediate delivery of the Master Estate Kit and your free Family Legal Guide, call 1-800-221-0393. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Every kit carries an unlimited money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-221-0393 now. That's 1-800-221-0393.
Show. Joining us now is Jason Campbell with the Christian Action Network.
Well, since 1991, the gay movement has gone down to Disney to do these gay days. You've had events where you've had Mickey Mouse with Goofy in sexual positions.
Ah!
homosexual movies are shown on the Disney transportation systems. And what kind of movies, for God's sake, do they show on these buses?
Triple X.
Oh, you're kidding.
If a child's riding beside one of the buses and looks up and says, Daddy, what is that on the television monitor?
Right.
It's going to be an embarrassing moment.
Oh, it'll be worse than embarrassing. The child will be scarred for life.
Right. That's what the homosexuals want.
Well, I know. They're after the kids. Now, the only thing I'm afraid of is somebody just tuned in the program and never heard the program before and just went, oh, Jesus, this guy is really a right-wing freak.
The Mike Malloy Show, Monday through Friday from 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Standard Time on IE America Radio Network.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights, taking your calls, talking to celebrities like Raven Simone from The Cosby Show and the Dr. Dolittle movies. Do you have any pets of your own?
I do. I have two chinchillas and I have a big Briard.
Do you train your dogs?
I don't. I just give him love and take him out. So he better love me because I have to wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning.
So here you are, Therese Dolittle, talks to the animals. You don't even train your own dog. Nothing but love.
Nothing but love. All they need is love.
Animal Talk on the IE America Radio Network.
Who says Mike Malloy is rational and, you know, I mean, whatever.
You want me fired, too? Sick.
I mean, I hate the guy. And
you
it's
hate me?
True.
You
why,
hate
why not
me?
Put something on that says he's a great goof liberal.
Goof?
You know, I just can't believe it.
The Mike Malloy Show, weekdays from 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Time on IE America Radio Network.
We're back. It's the Mike Malloy Show with special guest host Curtis Ellis.
Hey, gang, I'm here for the next 36 minutes taking your calls and reading your emails. The phone number is 800-825-5937. You can email me at fasttalkradio@yahoo.com. fasttalkradio@yahoo.com. We're kind of running a little preference poll here. Which is the candidate you're standing behind or standing alongside of or trying to push up that greasy pole called political advancement? We've gotten a lot of people that are for Dennis Kucinich, and I've gotten a lot of people really ticked off by saying, I like Dennis, and I like what he stands for, but I just don't think he can win because he just doesn't look right as bad, you know, and it pains me to say that. It pains me to be a realist. I have lived in my fantasy world for so long that I would like to believe that good will win out over evil, that truth will triumph over lies, and that even skinny, weird-looking people can become hits on television, because television is what rules politics in this country. But, you know, same way people said John Kennedy won the debate against Richard Nixon when they watched it on TV, but the people who listened on radio thought Nixon won the debate. But thank God they got all of those cemeteries to vote for Kennedy. I'm getting off on a tangent here. Tracy in Maryland is going to save me from my tangent. She is already, by her chipper attitude, she kept me from slashing my wrists during that last commercial break.
Not at all, Curtis. How are you?
Good.
Good. No, I just want to say, see, I think I voted in the MoveOn.org primary, and I went there with every intention because I really liked what Kucinich had to say and to a large extent what Howard Dean had to say until he, like, waffled. Once I saw him on Meet the Press, he just waffled entirely too much for me. And
that bully Tim Russert.
Yeah, Tim Russert, right. But then there was the other candidate that I always thought was the more practical for us in just in terms of getting rid of W.
And who is that?
That would be John Kerry, and that's who I voted for.
Yay. You know, I personally am into a Kerry Clark ticket. I think Kerry and Wesley Clark could whip this bush. They could burn the bush. You got two military guys,
yes.
Unassailable, impeccable credentials.
And they're not a part of the DLC. I don't know why people, they're not a part of the DLC. And I understand that you know, Kerry's, he's establishment, and, you know, Clark is a general, but That's who I would.
You got to have some
as
in
a
this
in liberal, that's
in
who
this
I would,
day and age. You got to have some military people.
Thank
I'm sorry,
you.
In this climate, the way the Bush team has whipped this country into this
Absolutely.
Patriotic frenzy and this
Absolutely.
Fear. Everybody's afraid that we're going to be eaten alive by the
Absolutely.
Terrorists on Orange Alert, and they're going to serve us like they're going to drink us like Tang on
yeah.
Orange Alert. We got to have some military guys
Curtis
up
Little.
There saying.
Liberals have to answer. That's what I'm saying. And that's the thing about Kucinich. See, for me, Kucinich, I love everything he's saying, and it's not his look. I just think the right-wing media machine will eat Kucinich up.
They are going to use – they're going to eat him, and then they're going to use him as a toothpick. They're going to eat him up, and then they're going to break him in half and use
right.
him as a toothpick to pick their teeth.
Exactly.
That's what I think they're going to do.
Exactly.
And Dean – and I think Dean, they're going to find a way to
a
just
way
cut
to,
him off at the knees.
Exactly.
They're going to
– Kerry, to me, he represents to me.
Kerry needs to go to HB Studios.
He
Kerry
does.
Needs to take so, – he needs to become a better speaker. He just does not connect
does.
With the audience.
There's no question. Supposedly he's getting better, but I think that – I'm thinking we have to take it – those of us, we have to take it one step at a time. You know, once we get W out, then we can think about – electing more Kucinichs, you know what I mean? But
right, that's right. And we got to go for the Congress, we got to go for the Senate, and then we got to fumigate the Supreme Court. And I really appreciate your realism, Tracy and Marilyn. Somebody else is going to make me agree with them, but that's going to happen in the next segment here. 1-800-825-5937. My name's Curtis Ellis, here for Mike. Come on back.
Right now, it's nighttime. You're starving, and there are people at Denny's just like you. Except for one thing. See, they're not starving. They just ordered a plate of steamy little mini burgers. Oh, here comes a big plate of hot, zesty nachos. Mmm! You know, there's one more difference between you and them. Yeah, see, they're having fun. Denny's, a good place to sit and eat.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show, 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Time, Monday through Friday on IE America Radio Network.
For the IE America Radio Network, this is WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. I'm John Anderson.
And I'm John Hamilton.
Nearly 20,000 employees of Goodyear Tire and Rubber are teetering towards a strike today after contract talks with the tire maker broke off over the weekend. Goodyear managers are looking to cut into losses that have totaled about $1.5 billion over the last 2 years, but the United Steelworkers of America says the company should cut managerial positions rather than blue-collar jobs in its bid to return to profitability. Union workers are also upset over Goodyear's plans to move tire-making jobs to cheap overseas facilities.
Trendy clothier Abercrombie & Fitch has agreed to pay $2.2 million to settle a lawsuit filed by California labor regulators over violations of the state's uniform law. Abercrombie & Fitch once required anyone who worked in its stores to wear only its clothing on the job, but California law prohibits companies from forcing workers to buy their own uniforms. People who worked at Abercrombie & Fitch stores in California between 1999 and February of 2002 are eligible for settlement payments ranging from $200 to $500. A separate lawsuit filed in California by former store employees seeking nationwide class action status is still pending.
Alaska Airlines is joining a long list of carriers turning to employees for wage and benefit cuts. The airline says it needs to slash about $250 million in savings to keep out of bankruptcy court. Alaska Airlines executives say they'll voluntarily cut 15% to 20% from their salaries, which range from $318,000 a year to nearly $500,000. And they're expecting employees to do likewise, asking workers to accept lower wages along with increased health care costs and skimpier pensions. About 8,500 pilots, flight attendants, mechanics, dispatchers, and clerical workers will be affected.
You've been listening to WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
Hi,
Truth Seekers, this is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
Brendan was spending the afternoon helping me pick out furniture for the new place.
The ladies are doing a little furniture shopping, are they?
That's scary. I hope you didn't make any choices without a professional.
Beanbag chairs for everybody.
God, help us. Bearskin rug.
I put the car in swinger, baby.
On the IE America Radio Network.
That the dice are loaded, everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guys lost. Everybody knows the fight was fixed. The poor stay poor, the rich get rich.
Everybody knows. That's how it goes. And the phone number here is 1-800-825-5937. My name's Curtis Ellis. Mike will be back tomorrow. Yes, I got somebody emailed me right here at fasttalkradio.com. Say they like my message. I've got the right message, but they're concerned about Mike. Don't worry. Mike will be back. He has not gone down the memory hole. He has not been erased from popular consciousness. He's just taking a little break. He's okay, too. I think last time I was filling in for Mike, I told everybody he was getting gum surgery. I was putting out lies. You know, you're not allowed to lie on the air. That's one of the requirements of having an FCC license to broadcast. You're not allowed to lie. Raymond from Cement City, a solid community, tells us that Wesley Clark is number 3 on meetup.com. And he also says we need to resolve issues with the Greens and other parties at the local level so that there will be a concentration of support for the candidate opposing Bush in the national election. If you just tuned in now, you're probably wondering what the hell I'm talking about. We're having a little on-air primary after MoveOn.org had its online primary, which made Howard Dean the front runner in the Democratic field, a packed field. I'd like to know who you think is going to be the person to beat Bush. And Mark from Michigan has an opinion on this subject. That's why Mark dialed 1-800-825-5937. Hey, how are you?
Great show.
Oh, why, thank you.
I wanted to let you know, you mentioned that you wondered if Dean had the cojones to step back and fight for what he believes in. And I wanted to give you the heads up on a group called DeanDefense.org.
Okay.
It's a grassroots level effort to fight back with a media slur. I think that's the biggest mistake Gore made in 2000, was he allowed outrageous lies to be spun about him. And this is the people fighting back, and we're writing letters to the editor, we're writing letters to media, big wigs, and saying we're not going to tolerate their spreading lies about our man, Howard Dean.
That's right. Now, you know, that's what Clinton did. Clinton had the war room.
The war room.
And anytime anybody made an attack on Clinton, they, bam, came right back at him.
Grassroots level, though. We're trying to build it from the ground up. And I tell you what, Joe Trippi, he's Dean's campaign chief, is absolutely behind us. He feeds us all the information we need of the contact names. And we overwhelm people like Tim Russert for the use of White House source data to slam Howard Dean in the Meet the Press interview. That was just ridiculous to use biased information like that.
Well, that's great. Is that what he did, huh?
Oh, yeah. It's absolutely ridiculous. He used, especially for the tax cut information, he indicated that a person that would have received a $90 tax cut would wind up paying $1,900 a year more. That was completely the worst-case scenario. Dean quickly identified it as being bull and said, "I don't believe a word of that." He wanted nonpartisan information. He fights back, and that's
why. Did he say that on the air? Because I missed that appearance. Did he say that on Russert's show?
Yes, sir.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
The man has.
I'll tell you,
he absolutely fights.
That's what's needed. I know he's a fighter. I hope he can stand up to this Bush machine, and I hope you guys, are you going to have a grassroots dirty tricks department the same way the Republicans have their dirty tricks department?
You know, honestly, I think there's too much bad karma that goes with that, but I think we're fighting a smirking chimp, and it's really easy to take him out if we just put the mirror to his head, you know, and show what the people what he really looks like and what he stands for.
I really believe
we can beat him.
Yeah, I think he can be beat. I think if these bodies keep piling up in Iraq, he is going to be embarrassed if he dares to show that landing on the aircraft carrier where he got off the plane and he said, mission accomplished, the war is over. Yeah, excuse me, well, what about these 500 dead bodies that are piled up like cordwood over there?
The beauty of that photo op was it triggered off hundreds of letters to the editor across the country about his AWOL history of missing a year of service in the Alabama National Guard when he was assigned there. So it blew up in their faces. They probably won't even be willing to use that. You're still seeing AWOL references if you do, you know, like a keyword searches with Google into AWOL Bush. Man, you get some amazing hits.
Yeah, yeah.
The man is a traitor. I'm a veteran myself, but I could never vote for Bush. No way.
Do you know anybody in the military now?
Absolutely.
I would like to know what they think about this Iraq situation.
I have a good friend. He's an Air National Guardsman in Idaho. He's a plumber. He's stationed in Saudi. He wrote a letter at risk of his career. He's a 16-plus-year Air Force reservist. He's absolutely appalled at the way they have become sitting targets. Even in Saudi Arabia, a supposedly safe country, there are still, of course, the Taliban or Al-Qaeda is involved and active there. And there's no doubt in my mind that there's an undercurrent in the military pushing 35% or better that is saying, what have we got ourselves into here?
Exactly. I believe you're exactly right. The percentage has got to be 35% or higher. Because, remember, right now, most of the military, a lot of these guys are reservists.
Yep.
They thought they were going to get a good, cheap college education or something, you know, extra pin money to, you know, buy their bass fishing boat with. They didn't think they were going to be stuck in the sand like little tin ducks in a shooting gallery for 6, 9, 12 months. And that's what they got themselves into.
And you can't spell the word quagmire without the word letters I-R-A-Q. You got a quagmire going on there.
Oh, my gosh. It is it's a real mess, and it's a long-term mess. This was predicted. I was talking to a Middle East ambassador up at the U.N. back in January before this whole thing started, and he said the war is going to start in March. He said what's going to happen after that is there's going to be it's going to be death by a thousand cuts. The troops are going to be there, and we're going to say, well, we can't bring the troops out until we have stability. But there will be no stability there because you got the Iranians right next door, and they're just going to kill one soldier at a time, a few soldiers at a time. Set off a little bomb in a cafe, kill a couple, car bomb, kill a few, snipers, kill one.
And the blood will be on Bush's hands.
Yeah, yeah. And I think it's going to be... it sounds like I'm gloating over this. You know, I could hear right now, I can hear the people in the audience that are, you know, probably sympathetic to the Bush camp saying, listen to that guy on the radio. He's like glad that American soldiers are getting killed. No, that's just the reality, folks. I mean, American soldiers are getting killed. They were sent over there to make us safe from terrorism, but they're not doing that. They're just making Bush look like a wartime president so he can run as a war hero and get reelected. And I don't think the soldiers are real happy to be working for the Bush reelection campaign and paying with their own blood for his reelection.
I think it's a major tactic the Bush administration is going for. They're trying to portray the situation as nearly hopeless and that we need a strong leader like him to win. And the reality is Howard Dean on his opening webpage says the power is with the people to fight back and take our country back.
That's
communism.
I encourage everybody to go to his website,
deanforamerica.com.
Okay, man. Mark, it's a real pleasure to hear you. Thank you for calling. And now, he was just saying, Mark was just telling us about this serious plan that the Bush people have to have us in a hopeless situation and that we need a strong leader like Bush to get us out of it. And I really think that's what they're doing. And that's why if there is another terrorist attack, the Bush people are going to try to use that to their advantage. Right now, there's a report out today that says from the Council on Foreign Relations that says we are unprepared. That these last 2 years, we have not prepared for another terrorist attack. 80,000 police have been laid off because of the, you know, terrible economy. the firemen, the fire departments, the police departments in the big cities aren't prepared. And this whole thing is a direct result of the Bush backward policy of, like, let's go to Iraq to fight the terrorists. But excuse me, the terrorists are coming here. Why are we going there? And unless we make this clear, the Bushies actually want another terrorist attack. So they can say, rally round us. We will protect you. It's got to be made clear ahead of time that the Bush administration is terribly at terribly unprepared, and they're doing us a great disservice. So that way, when the next terrorist attack comes, which, God help us, it doesn't, but if it comes, the Bush people can't just say, we've got to stand firm around me. Anyway, Angela in Lakewood, New York, being from New York, probably has an opinion on this as well as about what candidate should be nominated by the Democratic Party.
Thanks for taking my call. I've been enjoying the show tonight. I try to listen to Mike most nights, but you're doing a good job.
Oh, I thank you. You're very kind. Mike will be back. Don't worry. Fear not.
Oh, I'm sure you will. I've been listening to him since Chicago days.
Oh, great. Yeah, Mike, man, you can't stop him with an axe.
Nope. Anyways, I like Howard Dean.
Mm-hmm.
I think he has a chance of being able to take the public. That's important. And he expresses this dislike of the war that I have an intense one for, even though I support my troops. And he's pushing for health care, and to me that's a fundamental basic right in our country that is missing.
Yeah, well, he's a doctor, so he knows how this health care system works, or doesn't work, as the case often is.
I always laugh and I say, I wish they would let me prioritize what we need in this country. It says health care, raise healthy children, educate them to the health, and we won't need a hell of a lot of welfare.
Yeah, there you go. See, that's one of the things that concerns me is we have this birth rate that's dropping.
Mm-hmm.
We have a very we have an aging population. There's going to be more people retired than there are working.
Right.
And so that means educating people is far more important. Far more important that the young people and even the middle-aged people like myself are educated and get more skills, be more prepared so they can have higher wage jobs. Because
and you need to be healthy to do it.
And you need to be healthy to do that. That's right.
And if you can't afford health care, then you're not healthy. And we need to have preventative medicine.
That's right. And if you have kids that are hungry when they're young, their brains don't develop properly, and they're never going to be smart. And that's going to cripple our society, and we've got to be paying attention to this. Instead, we're trying to build missile shields in outer space against weapons and threats that don't even exist. I mean, this is fantasy land that some of these people are in, and that's my very articulate statement on that.
I don't even listen to the news anymore on the television. I listen to NPR most of the time, and I sometimes listen to the Nightline, and that's about all I can stand.
That's right, and 60 Minutes. I still stand up for 60 minutes.
I forgot about them.
Yeah.
Oh, Sunday morning, but that's not really a political show.
Yeah, Sunday morning's nice. I wish Charles Carroll were still alive.
But the rest of it, I can't tolerate.
Angela, thank you very much. Where is Lakewood, New York?
Western New York, about 80 miles south of Buffalo in Niagara Falls.
Almost
on the Pennsylvania border.
Oh, great. By Panama or something.
By Chautauqua Lake. You look that up on the map.
Chautauqua Lake?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. That's where they had all of those revivalist tent camp meetings.
Chautauqua Institution has a very nice reputation. Now, good for culture.
Yeah, great. Well, thanks for calling.
Curious sometime. Pull it up on the net and find out what they do there. It's a good thing, but it's kind of expensive.
Okay, I will do that. Well, William Jennings Bryan, the great populist, the silver-tongued orator who gave that great speech about the cross of gold, that the farmers were being crucified on a cross of gold, he was a product of the Chautauqua Tent Camp Revivalist School. He used to go preach in those tents out there in Chautauqua and every place else across the prairies. Then he became a presidential candidate and lost. Well, John, in Philadelphia, are you in a Chautauqua tent camp revivalist meeting right now, and who are you supporting?
I'm with Kucinich, Curtis. And,
okay.
Let me tell you how I come at this, and I can also help you stay grounded in reality.
You know, people have been trying to do that for a long time. I wish you luck.
As opposed to some notion that Kucinich is some idealist and can't win, I come at this as a political scientist, on the one hand, who has an MBA with a marketing specialty, and I'm a Green.
Uh-huh. So
clearly, from an idealistic point of view, as a Green, Kucinich is the only answer. If you compare him with Howard Dean, he completely opposes the death penalty, whereas Dean does not.
Look, I have no argument that he's right on the issues. I'm going to let you finish. I just want to read this email real quick, because before I showed my cards, I showed my hand, I said that I thought a Kerry Clark ticket would be really good, and I got this email from Diane. She says, are you nuts? Does anyone remember how John Kerry voted on the War Powers Act? And yes, John Kerry voted to give this creep in the White House the authority to go wage endless war all over the world, and that has definitely got to be a day that will live in infamy for John Kerry. But sure. Okay, go ahead. Give me your sales pitch for Kucinich.
Sure.
I'm listening.
From a person who has the worldview as a liberal progressive, when I see that Kerry is going to support the Kyoto Treaty and Dean will not, when Kucinich is going to repeal the Patriot Act and Dean might repeal parts of it, Kucinich is going to completely repeal NAFTA.
Look, there's no question that Kucinich is right on all the issues, but that does not tell me that he's ever going to get to a position where he can do anything about it.
Sure he is. Here's the reason. First of all, Kucinich is the right wing's worst nightmare come true, and the one thing that they absolutely don't want to run against is Kucinich. So they've already begun to spread a lie about his unelectability.
So I have swallowed the lie. Oh, my God. I have swallowed it, and I'm regurgitating it on the air. Malloy is going to kill me when he gets back here later tonight.
All Kucinich has to do is start to put his picture next to a picture of Abraham Lincoln, and if you want to see what somebody ugly looks like, you're going to see Lincoln.
Yeah, but there wasn't television in Abraham Lincoln's day, and he debated who did he debate? He debated whoever he debated. They had like three-hour debates in the hot, roiling sun. That ain't going to happen either, buddy.
No, of course. He voted. He debated one of the greatest debaters in the world. It was Webster.
And, yeah.
Kucinich is not going to have to debate anybody of that caliber. But most importantly, from a marketing point of view, okay, it is really bad.
Douglas, that's what I was trying to say. It was the Lincoln-Douglas debates. That's
Lincoln-Douglas and another time it was Webster.
Daniel Webster, right. Mm-hmm. But Clay. Didn't he debate Clay? Wasn't Clay up there, too?
Henry Clay was one of them also.
Yeah.
I taught history for 10 years, too. I'm an MBA now, and as a marketer, I can tell you that it's a really bad idea to begin with an assumption that has no real base. In fact, or at least...
Okay, well, on that point, I'm going to let you go, because we got one last segment coming up here. 800-825-5937. Your last chance to get in here. I want to hear what you have to say. I'm... Plus.
Right now, it's nighttime. You're starving, and there are people at Denny's just like you. Except for one thing. See, they're not starving. They just ordered a plate of steamy little mini burgers. Oh, here comes a big plate of hot, zesty nachos. Mmm! You know, there's one more difference between you and them. Yeah, see, they're having fun. Denny's, a good place to sit and eat.
Do you want to own a computer but have less than perfect credit? Bad credit? No credit? No problem. If you have a checking or savings account and can afford a payment of as little as $35 a week for just 12 months, Blue Hippo Funding says you're approved. Guaranteed. You heard right. You're approved for a brand new name brand computer. Call 1-800-823-0157 right now. If you can afford a payment of as little as $35 a week for just 12 months and have a checking or savings account, you're already approved. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-823-0157 right now and tell us where you want your brand new name brand computer delivered. If you can afford $35 a week for just 12 months and have a checking or savings account, your brand new state-of-the-art PC will be on its way. Guaranteed. Bad credit, no problem. Blue Hippo Funding says you're approved for the computer of your dreams. Guaranteed. Call right now. 1-800-823-0157.
What magazine was the late Senator Paul Wellstone talking about when he said, at a time of growing media concentration, this magazine is an invaluable source of news and information that corporate media would too often prefer to ignore? He was talking about In These Times, a bi-weekly magazine of news, politics, and culture. In These Times has won more Project Censored awards than any other magazine. For 27 years, In These Times has provided groundbreaking coverage of the labor movement, feminism, grassroots politics, and minority communities. If getting a perspective other than what's in the mainstream media is important to you, In These Times is essential reading. In the words of best-selling author Barbara Ehrenreich, to people who say they're sick and tired of the corporate-dominated and celebrity-fixated news media, I say, stop whining and subscribe to In These Times. Do it now and find out what you're missing. Look for In These Times in bookstores near you or visit them on the web at www.inthesetimes.com. That's www.inthesetimes.com.
The IE America Radio Network delivers progressive information and entertaining programming throughout the week and weekends. The Doug Steph and Talk Radio Countdown on Saturday mornings features the top 10 stories and issues in talk radio across the USA, followed by the Bobby Likas Car Clinic. If it has to do with your vehicle, Bobby Likas will tell you how to fix it the right way. The home improvement experts in Home Improvement USA will answer your home fix-up questions. And if you like antiques, you'll love Antique Talk with Christopher Kent. Pet owners, you can ask your questions about your loving pets during Talking Pets with John Patch. Sunday mornings begin with the best of Doug Steph Talk Radio Countdown, followed by the employee's lawyer, Stephen Sack. For you high-tech wizards, Into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline will keep you informed with the latest news on today's technology. Ramblin' with Ramsey will update you on the hot vacation spots around the world. Then the real animals come out during the live Sunday evening call-in show, Animal Talk.
It's a cross between Wild Kingdom and Saturday Night Live.
Mark Hannes, Dr. Brad Davis, and Donna Blumba will answer listeners' questions about pets from fish to feline. To get these programs, call 1-800-397-8255. For now, listen to us live on the web at ieamericaradio.com.
Do the Republicans or the Democrats have a clear vision for America that actually includes democracy, fairness, and justice? Do the Greens or the Progressives? How can we create a shared vision of the kind of future we want for our children? This is Tom Hartman, and I'll be exploring these and many other issues with guests from a wide variety of viewpoints, as well as taking your calls.
The Tom Hartman Show, 12 p.m. till 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on IE America Radio Network.
Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
We're back. It's the Mike Malloy Show with special guest host Curtis Ellis.
And it's your turn. We just got a few minutes left, so I'm going to ask you to get right to your point. Robert from Manhattan, you're first. I'm going to get a couple of calls in here, so it's nice to have you on.
Curtis, I'm for whichever Democrat can whoop Bush's butt. And I don't know who that is yet. I'm going with Dean for the time being, but I'll switch in a heartbeat if one of them looks like they're the stronger candidate against Bush. And these Kucinich supporters are just, they don't have great reality testing. Dennis Kucinich has the same values and the same positions I do. I am too far to the left to be elected dog catcher in America today. And maybe I'm overdoing it a little bit, but he couldn't win in New York City for mayor. And he's not going to win the swing voters that we need to get Bush the hell out of that White House, because that is the most important thing that we do in the next year.
Absolutely. We got to get him out of the White House. I agree with you on that 1,000%. Thanks for the call. It's always a pleasure to hear somebody calling from Manhattan. Wow.
Well, have a good one, Curtis.
You too. Take care. Neil from New Mexico, I promised I'd get you on, and here you go. What are you up to tonight?
Well, I'm for Kucinich. I kind of split between Kucinich and Dean, but
Some of the things about Dean really bother me. First off, the fact that he's a medical doctor, and doctors are to medicine as the reporters are to the Bush White House, it seems to me like. They're right
you
from
just
there.
Don't trust doctors. You
right
don't
from
trust...
their pre-med on. It, what they learn is determined by the pharmaceutical companies.
And they take free dinners from the pharmaceutical companies.
Yes, yes, they do.
Moyer's show.
It's a real mess.
They take free gifts from these drug pushers. Oh, my God. It's horrible.
Also, the second problem I have with Dean is his stand on the military budget. I think I heard something like $15 billion an hour.
Yeah.
To the military.
Yeah, and he's...
You know, we can't cut 15 hours off and give it to the schools, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay, well, thank you, Neil. I appreciate your input. So
I'd like one more, say one more thing, Tad.
Make
people
it quick.
Go to the, what is it?
You're running out of time here. You better
okay,
find it
it's
fast.
It's the alternate, and read the article there on Dean and his stand on the Mideast.
Oh, yeah, and I brought that up earlier in the show. Dean is very pro-Israel. He's got some people from the America-Israel Public Political Action Committee on his staff. That makes a lot of people suspicious. The last email from Kelly Green. We are debating about which faceless Dem waffled, when and where. Meanwhile, the retarded Coke monkey is destroying the country. Oh, my God. This is a nightmare. So, it's been a pleasure being here. I just love doing this show at night. Mike will be back. Don't worry. My name's Curtis Ellis, but Mike Malloy will be back, and I'm going to leave you with this question. Why does a bottle of plain water cost more than a bottle of soda? What kind of water are they using in that soda? Sorry we didn't get to our Confusniks Anonymous meeting tonight, but I'll be back here, and we'll do it then. It's a great pleasure, and courage, as Dan Rather used to say. We can beat this one, whatever it is. And Mike will be back. Thanks a lot. It's been a lot of fun.
Get things in my mind, and I say, let's try this.
Dude, it's Nancy in the background. Nancy.
Oh,
Nancy.
Am I on the air?
Oh. Hello.
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 You're sorry you're on the air?
I'm glad I didn't say something I really shouldn't have said.
Really?
You should have heard what she was telling me a minute ago.
Wow. Bite me, doughboy.
On the IE America Radio Network.
Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at